participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
See if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips. Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Stop the rock. Can't stop the rock. Stop the rock.
Hello, Bob. On my knob. Ask Munchie.
F you, white trash.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All I know is last night at bowling, the nicest bunch of boys came into the alley.
Yeah, well, yeah. I don't think they were nice at all. No, I think they were scumbags.
And they were all wearing matching uniforms.
Well, they disturbed me. Get them out of here. I don't like them.
They're holding up big red flags.
Get them out of here.
And they were to see Rob.
Yeah, they were all there for Rob.
Story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Rob's beware.
All nice boys, but they had to rent boots.
There
you go. Only problem at the bowling alley. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Newman, and all the ships at sea. Say, if you listen carefully, Buzz might make you cry. And now, the stars of our show, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Thursday, April 25th.
Right.
8 months until Christmas. And here's your phone number from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C. WJFK 202-432-1067. New York City, WNEW 877-692-1027. Here we are. The Golden Boys of CBS. And I don't mean CBS radio division.
No.
I mean CBS, the Tiffany Network.
There you go. That's right.
The Golden Boys of CBS. But that's all I can say for now.
Come on. CBS.
There he is to my left and your right. Very cruel, very heartless man.
Yeah.
There he is right there, Michael Elston. Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, and welcome to the show, everybody. First things first. Today we're giving away $1,000 of cash and $1,000 worth of airfare on hotwire.com.
All right.
What you want to do is, you still have time, be about an hour before we do this contest, go to hotwire.com, look up the round trip hot fare to visit your mamo. print it out, fax it to us, along with a cover letter telling us why we should select you.
Right.
We just might call you live on the air today.
It just might happen.
To tell you that you've won. So fax your Hotwire Hot Fare and cover letter to us at 800-636-6410.
Wonderful.
So how about that?
There you go.
How about that? Yeah. Well, let me turn on the computer.
Yeah, turn it on.
Computer, activate.
There you go. All right, computer is the computer is operating.
Turn it on.
Two down O. And we are on the air. And here we are, everybody.
I'm just glad we are here today.
Boy, the bowling last night.
Yeah. Last night there was some sort of planetary alignment that resulted in a rather tense atmosphere.
Let me say that, being the egotistical freak that I am, normally I would take the opening segment here to tell you that not only in the first game, but in the second game, with all the marbles on the line.
That's right. You're the pressure kid.
I stepped up.
It's not the first time you've done. Last night was not the first time you've done that. No.
But two games in a row.
Wow.
With us losing.
I'm going to give you credit where credit is deserved.
In the last frame, I stepped up and threw strikes.
Just incredible performance last night.
To win for your Fighting Gutter Balls. But I'm not going to bore you with that.
Truly amazing.
You're not even going to mention it.
Because the story is not about my clutch performance.
No?
The story is the parade of mutants that we had last night,
Jack,
at the bowling alley.
Our 1.1 share here in New York City has resulted in a core of people that just stick to us like flies on flypaper.
Some of which play the flute.
There were some regular guys.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're all there.
There were some of the new guys that were there last
night. And the new gals.
Right. Yeah, right, the tall British lady and her sister.
Now I'm speaking more like the lady from Queens. The lady, my lady, in the Symphony in Purple. How can you possibly put the British lady before
my... You mean?
The one that tells you to use
the fat chick. You're Sasha. Simply going to call her the fat chick. You're going to call my lady, the lady that was asking about my apartment last night, you're going to call her the fat chick.
The fat chick.
Sure, she's over 300 pounds, but she's lovely.
Yeah,
she's
not by much.
She's the one that said to me, is that the... We're talking about the...
Yeah, of course we are. Said, yeah, that's who we're talking about.
I might be fat,
right?
But you get me into bed, you turn off the lights... I'm just as good as any skinny girl.
Okay, wow. Did you say I know what to do?
Yeah, I know what to do.
Wow.
I'll keep that under advisement.
Sure.
Thank you, ma'am. And she said she would continue to call the show and tell us the progress with her stomach staple or whatever she's got going on.
Well, last night when I got there, I got the pleasure of seeing her heave her left breast towards me and show me the rose tattoo that I had remembered from the last time.
Hey.
That lovely little rose tattoo. A tiny little rose in a sea of flesh.
Now, the whole reason that we go out and we bowl is so that we can get out and meet you guys, the guys who listen to the show.
Right.
And we like going out and partying with you guys. And we used to do these Las Vegas-style shows. But, frankly, it became too much of a hassle because... Like, everywhere we would go, there would be, like, PTA groups and cops.
And we actually, I think it came down to the bar owners, the people that own these places. It was so hard for them to function. Not only when we were there, but also before and after. I mean, they'd just be so hassled, it was a pain in the ass.
We would do Las Vegas-style shows that involved, random sex acts and nudity and thousands of people would come at a time, but the problem is, and I don't mean that literally, but thousands of people would pack these bars and these arenas, but
right.
Then when we would leave, like, places would lose their liquor licenses.
Yep.
And
it was bad stuff, ugly.
So we decided what we would do is, in an effort to touch you, the dynamite consumer,
on a much more intimate basis,
we would we'd start bowling.
Right.
We'd bowl every week in a different area of the cities that we broadcast to, and we would meet people.
Mm-hmm.
And without fail, every time we go out, we have a great time. We get to meet a bunch of people who listen to the show.
Right.
Last night was an example of this experiment having gone horribly wrong.
We had a serious issue last night.
Now, we had a lot of new people who showed up last night, who we loved meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We had the regular guys who showed up, the homeless guy with his flute.
He's welcome. He can be a pain in the ass, but he is welcome. He is not too much of a pain in the ass.
Joey showed up without his mom. Right.
Joey is welcome anytime. He's one of our regulars.
That was fine. The big fat guy wasn't there.
No, he wasn't there last night.
The British lady and her sister, they were there.
And they are welcome also.
The 300-pound lady...
She was there.
Right.
Tim Stickney from One Life to Live.
He was there.
He was there.
How about that?
And some guy that Lisa hooked up with in college.
Right.
Was bowling on the lane next to us.
As a complete coincidence.
Amazing.
Wow. Yeah. I guess, you know, well, when you've been with thousands of guys.
Yeah, I think you could go to any city. As a matter of fact, probably any bowling alley. and bump into somebody that you had hooked up with.
Hooked up with. And that is the verbiage that she asked that I used today on the air, and I am honoring that request, that she hooked up with him.
Right, right. You don't want to use words like intercourse.
Well, I, now, Lisa, that's Mike. That's not me. Don't be pissed.
Don't be pissed. She's refusing to look. Now she's looking.
It is
come on now. Don't be mad at me for real.
As I discerned before the show, I believe it has an issue to do with...
She's coming in here to hit me. Don't come in. Don't don't say something really cruel today. I'm very, 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 very...
Okay.
I'm fragile today.
All, okay?
I'm very fragile.
I won't say anything at all, but who am I?
She's doing the pencil thing
wow.
again.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
She's miming the fact that she's J-O-ing.
To a little skinny pencil, and she's never even seen my penis.
A pencil dick.
God damn it. But anyway, so, yeah, it was pretty amazing that she bumped into that guy.
She said, and incidentally, Lisa, you should know that he's traded way down.
Oh, yeah, Elisa, absolutely. We all...
He was there with a Polynesian midget last night. This guy who was bowling at the lane next to us.
A Polynesian midget, that's
Sideshow
a perfect
Rose.
Description.
She came
now, again. Your next door neighbor wouldn't like that, a Polynesian little
sorry,
person.
Sorry, Danny, sorry. Danny. Yeah, she leaned over after they left, and she said, "That guy right there next to us, I hooked up with him back in college."
And yeah, he was a good-looking guy, and he was with this very tiny Polynesian, and not tiny in the sense of the way you think of Polynesian people as
not
tiny,
like, not like China doll.
She
tiny.
Was like she's elfin dwarf-like
sure.
tiny,
right? You
tiny.
Know. The little arms like...
Hi!
Yeah, right.
Bowling we will go, bowling we will go. We're going to make the donuts and bowling we will go.
But we did win both of our bowling matches.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks to you. And I mean really, literally, yeah. I mean thanks to your
thanks
clutch
to
performance. You had a great clutch performance. Yeah.
Before we talk about Newman, we should say hi to the guys we bowled against last night. We have
Team Nagarelli.
We have Pete, and we have Dave, and we have George on the line now. Hi, hi guys.
Hey guys, you got Pete up here? Joe's on the line too.
Joe.
I got Pete and David and Joe. Hi guys.
How you doing?
Well, listen, what can I say? It was a close match, but
well, you guys were enthusiastic. It was a wonderful grudge match that we had.
We had
a great time, man.
Spirited competition.
Absolutely.
And who was the girl that was with you guys? The girl who looked like Beto Soprano?
Yeah.
That's our friend Tommy's girlfriend, Melissa.
Mm.
Yeah,
she was
yeah.
the alternate's
yeah.
girlfriend.
Is that a padded bra or were those real breasts?
It was all natural.
Really?
You'll have to ask Tom.
We'll ask Tommy later.
Oh, all natural. Right. Now, listen, I don't want to...
There were a couple of girls there. I mean, there were a couple. There were very, like, three total, and they were all very attractive.
I don't want to out anybody who doesn't want to be outed. But of you guys, the guys we bowled against last night, how many of you guys are fat?
We knew that was coming.
Zero. Hey, fellas.
Zero.
You know, for my defense, I know you might have taken a shot at my prancing prowess after
Davey Doo.
How about Tooch? What about Tooch? What's the deal with him?
No, everyone's great.
Wasn't Tooch giving somebody a back rub, though, at one point during
the
evening?
Yes, there was some homosexual back rub.
There was some coaching. It was simple coaching. Wow. He's supportive.
All right, well, you guys, I think you guys need to go to some sort of, like, ranch this summer.
Yes.
Just to work on that hetero-ness.
Go to the Imus Ranch.
Oh, no, please, God, no.
Don, I wasn't the one screaming out, suck my hmm.
Yeah. Well, right. You know, that was...
And motioning to other guys, that's all I got.
Well, that was my way of getting back at those who were pleased
right.
in the early rounds.
Don, I think most...
I was not bowling my best.
Like many gangsters, you know, Don will grab himself to prove a point.
And okay. some of those...
a little too much.
Some of those invitations were done in character as the great Frank Gorshin as well.
There
so
you
that
go.
Was Oh,
yeah,
John
speaking. There was a lot of that. However, let me just say, Davey Doo, I didn't dance like Katrina Vitt after I threw the ball.
It's true. Hitting pins is a rare event for me, boys.
Now, boys, let me ask you something, guys. Yeah. We're going to go into detail about this later, so don't go into the details yet. But how do you think we handled our unruly patron last night?
I thought I was very impressed.
Yeah, I thought we handled him pretty well.
It could have gotten ugly, but you guys handled it really well.
I thought he was going to end up getting physical.
We'll talk about the details later, but I will tell you that when it happened, when it was going down, at one point, Team Nagarelli, simply standing in one of the lanes, frozen in a death stare.
Yeah. it looked like the chorus in a Greek tragedy, just standing by.
With Newman.
I was gonna throw the ball at him.
Listen, Pete, Joe, Davey Doo. Great meeting you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we had a fantastic time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, we're looking forward for a rematch anytime, man.
You got it.
Thank you, fellas.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Closest match ever, I think.
Yeah.
Team Nagarelli, they were into it. They were trying to beat us at the end, and then, clutch performance by Goose Geronimo last night.
We won both games, but by a combined total of 15 pins.
Pretty amazing.
Good matchup.
Here is Melissa from last night. Who's this, the fat chick?
Hello?
Hey, Melissa?
Yeah?
Is this the fat chick?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, are you the woman of larger carriage?
I'm just calling to tell you they're all real.
Oh, you're the lady with the beautiful breasts.
Oh, you're the cute girl.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, you had it going on last night.
Thank you very much.
Very nice.
Absolutely.
They were all real, huh?
A combination of, who is it, the girl in My Cousin Vinny?
Marissa Tomei.
A combination of Marissa Tomei and
Meadow Soprano.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Absolutely. So those guys that you were with, really, you can tell us now, they're not on the line. How many of those guys we bowled against last night are fags? What about Davey Doo? Is he a fag?
No, he isn't. Not from what I know. Anyway.
Not from what you see. There's the qualifier.
Not from what I know.
He's very heterosexual from what I know.
Okay, he was prancing around quite a bit. There was some body language that was just a little unusual.
Yeah.
For your straight men. I mean, if they were gay, we bowled entire gay teams of men.
Well, and, he's in the musical theater. Come on.
He's in the musical theater. There you go.
All right. Nice meeting you, Melissa.
Nice to meet you, too. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, glad you could come out.
Okay.
Hey,
bye.
A great crowd last night. We also should mention the sign guy was there.
Yeah, and he was very upset that we'd only given him 2 days' notice where we were going to be. He didn't have time to put signs
together. Hold on, here's the fat guy. You think he's going to apologize? He wasn't there last night. Is this Dan the fat guy?
Yes, it is.
Where were you last night, Dan?
I was closing traffic in Midtown Manhattan at the Seattle Rally.
Oh, you went to the MTA thing?
Yes, I did.
Okay, you guys really shut down the city.
Yeah.
Sorry about
Thanks.
That.
All right, bye, Dan.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. That's Dan the fat guy.
Don't ask Dan to think this fresh out of bed.
You know who else was missing last night? Was the ass rag guy.
Yeah, war rag.
That's right. Right.
So we had all these regular people show up, and we had a lot of new listeners show up.
Right.
And the great thing about doing this is going out, and we actually get to hang out with people, and then we drink, and we talk with them, and it's a wonderful time. There was one guy last night. Now, he wasn't as fat as Newman from the Jerry Seinfeld show.
No.
But his face and his glasses and his hairline looked exactly like Wayne Knight, who played Newman on Seinfeld.
And his behavior, due to his pest-like behavior, which really took about 5 minutes to establish itself, was very Newman-like.
Oh, let me see if this is him. Line four, is this him? Hello, is this the Newman guy? Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike show, who's this?
This is Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark. Is this
Hey, I just want to tell you guys, I stopped by quickly last night. I got there about 7:30, and I was scared off when I saw the guy sitting there with the binoculars and the guy with the flute.
Oh, that's the homeless guy.
That's the flute man,
The homeless guy. He's a big fan of the show.
Rotnack.
Yeah, next to him was a guy. He was wearing a hat, and he had binoculars. I don't know if he was trying to get a good look at.
Yeah, that was his friend that he brought, and I'd never seen him before, and that was a little disturbing to me, too.
All right, thank you, my friend. It's it's an odd bunch that we draw, and keep in mind, in the middle of all of this sea of humanity, is our friend Tim Stickney from One Life to Live.
I bet Tim's glad he picked that for his Tuesday night.
At more than one occasion, he just came up to me, and he said, are these the regular people that show up at your bowling. And right. I said, yeah, this is it.
This is it. Welcome to our world.
Exciting. So the thing about the Newman guy is...
I mean, really, in all seriousness, the best thing about our bowling is meeting the teams that we bowl against.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the most fun that we have. Meeting the other people that come in, you know, the regulars, we accept that, and it's really exciting when we bring, you know, when people come to watch us that we haven't seen before.
So
the regulars are a different story.
So the Newman guy, here's the deal with this guy.
When we first met him, you introduced him to me, and you said, but under your breath, after we met him, said, I think he's retarded.
Because
yeah, you legitimately thought he was retarded. I knew he wasn't.
Here's the deal. I got there, and I get some shoes, and put my bowling shoes on, and the guy, he's sitting right next to me, and he says, are Don and Mike here? And I said, I'm Don. And he said, oh, I'm whatever his name is. Nice to meet you. I said, nice to meet you. I'm tying my shoes.
But it was more like, is Don and Mike here?
And then I'm tying my shoes, and he says to me, are Don and Mike here? Yeah. And I said...
That's why you thought that he was challenged,
I said,
because he did that to me, too.
I said, I'm Don. And he said, oh, where's Mike? And then I pointed and I said, there's Mike, there's Rob, there's Buzz, there's Lisa.
That's when he came back over to me after you did that, and he said...
No, there was a third time. I go back to tying my shoe, and he says, are Don and Mike here?
Right.
Now, I'm sitting 2 feet away from the guy,
right,
and I say to him three times, nice to meet you.
And you pointed me out also.
I'm Don,
right.
That's Mike, that's Buzz, right. That's Rob A.
And that's when he chose to come over, sit next to me, and with that incredible odor of booze and smoke, and like somebody who's been partying since 12 noon, walks up to me and says, where's Mike? Looking right at me, like in such a way that I'm, you know, I expected him to pull out some sort of weapon.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm Mike. That was the response. And then he began to hover, and it took him the better part of a half an hour to establish who everybody was, to the point where it got really annoying.
He came back again. And
eating grapes.
He said to me again, are Don and Mike here?
Yeah.
And I said to him, after he'd already been with you, I said, do you remember? I'm Don.
Right.
That's Mike. This is Rob. That's Buzz. Mm-hmm. And then he turned and I said to Rob, I think this guy is retarded.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I seriously think the guy is a tard.
Well, that's how drunk he was.
Very drunk. And then he turned to me and asked me to do my signature line, good day to you, sir.
I was standing in front of Timothy Stickney when I had another little chat with this guy, and I said, with all due respect, are you just a tiny bit S-faced? And he said, I said, well, just be careful if you're driving home, he says to me, and then he doesn't miss a beat. He goes, at least I won't sleep in my car.
Oh, wow.
That was the first sign to me that there was just under the surface
that maybe he wasn't a retard.
And that there was maybe the potential of a little hostility there.
So we start the bowling match, and the way that it's set up is there's like four seats around the little scorer's computer thing.
Well, it's the bowling area. In a lot of lanes, you've got it's separated by by these little bins where they keep the bowling balls. In this area, the carpet line is what separates it. And you have the areas where the teams are supposed to sit, and then everybody else that's hanging out and watching sits back in the seating area with like nice tables and everything.
Well, yeah, we got 150, 200 people who are there. And
let's be honest, though, normally we don't give a rat. That's ass who sits where.
Right. But this guy, for whatever reason, this guy is sitting right up, right next to the bowling alley, like right where a bowler would sit.
And if it wasn't, and I mean, I say once again, if it wasn't this guy, I mean, we got into the whole thing with this is where the teams are supposed to sit. We don't give a rat's ass under normal circumstances. However, this guy with his satchel, and why is it everybody's always got like a duffel bag?
Yeah, bag.
You know, with like a human head in it or something like that. And he's sitting there.
He's clutching the bag, incidentally.
And what was funny was our team was using that seating area.
Right.
So every time, you know, every time we'd shuffle, it would be like musical chairs.
Right.
Who gets to leave the seat open next to that guy? And inevitably, I have to sit down next to the guy.
And also credit him with he ran the whole gamut of drunk phases last
night. Oh, he certainly did. So,
and he had the drunk man's posture where he was taking up a seat in three quarters.
Yeah, exactly.
So, it started, the first drunk phase was anger. I walked
Well,
over.
No. The very first drunk phase was jovial, happy, delighted to
nice
make
to
our
meet,
acquaintance,
yeah.
And like, no, you really are Listen to you guys. Love, 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 love. That was the first phase.
So then the second phase, second after he's phase. Hanging around and he's smelling, and like even the guys from the other bowling team, they don't want to be around this guy. He's scary.
I know, you know, because I think I have more personal experience at this than anybody, I will give you the legitimate phase breakdown. The first phase was the jovial, happy, happy, joy, joy. Phase number two was confident ball busting,
right,
as he was
exactly.
now our friend and part of the inner circle, and so he was giving everybody, you know, nice little barbs and stuff like that, mentioning things from the show, sitting down as one of us.
See, now I didn't get any of that.
Right.
All I got was
because you weren't sitting. You positioned yourself as far away from him as possible.
I realize he's pissing everybody off,
right?
So I go over him
and the questions too. Still asking more questions.
How I go over you? And I say, friend. Mm-hmm. Listen, hi, would you mind sitting, you know, right over here, 2 feet away from where you're sitting, so that someone bowling can sit here?
Well, you came in after Rob had made the initial request, and you came in.
At your behest.
Yeah, at your behest, Rob walked over to him and said, we're going to need... Rob didn't handle it right, because, I mean, this was the guy, this is the guy. I mean, you handled it like any normal person, but when you're dealing with a drunk...
Thought he was still be in phase one, but he was already in phase two.
Rob, was your verbiage something along those lines? We're going to need you to move to the back area, or something like that.
We're going
to
need you to clear the seats.
We're
going to
need you to clear. And the guy immediately goes,
phase three!
What F that? I'm sitting right here as he clutches his duffel bag.
What the F is going on? F you. And then I see Don looking over that. Don comes over. You sit in the middle seat, and then you go one-on-one with this guy.
And I say to the guy, listen, please... This is for bowlers. We appreciate the fact you're here. And that's when I got the boozy, hot ass breath coming
right,
at me. Where
right.
it goes, I've been here since 4 o'clock. I love your show. I can sit anywhere in the F I want to sit.
And then the depressed, you know. Man, you guys are really being a-holes.
I thought you guys were nice.
You guys are really, really being a-holes. So you're nose-to-nose with this guy. I lean over, I say, hey, just chill out, just move. And then I finally turn around when it's my turn to bowl, and I look back at the guy and I go, you know, we bowled all over the city here, all over New York, all over the Washington area, at many, many places. You, and I pointed at him, you're the first one that we've ever had any trouble with. And it was the truth.
Yeah.
He was the first one that we'd ever really had a hassle with.
So then he is so drunk, I say to him, listen, pal, and I think you were standing with him, Mike.
Right.
Here's all we want you to do.
Right.
See, you're sitting right here.
Sure.
We're not kicking you out. We're not asking you to leave.
Right.
We're asking you to move to that chair, which is approximately 5 feet away.
Right. At that moment, Don's logic and the fact that I think I'd embarrass the guy by saying you're the only one
right.
by pointing at him with everybody looking at him,
mm-hmm.
he finally comes to the realization that all he has to do is, like, move eight inches.
5 feet away.
Right.
And
ridiculous.
Then begins phase four,
and
yeah.
which
right.
is... So then he says, hey, listen, that's no problem. I thought you were kicking me out. You just want me to move right there? I'll be glad to. I love the show.
He's causing a scene. Everybody has stopped and looking at this guy. Team Nogarelli looks like they're going to wet their pants. They're looking at this
Everybody
guy.
Everybody in the bowling alley is, and Chelsea Pierce is looking at this
We're
guy.
Really thinking, hey, we might be on the verge of something pretty intense here.
In fact, so now he goes, and he sits down just 5 feet away.
Sits back. He goes into phase number four, which is a combination.
He goes apologizing.
No, not really apologizing, but he goes into this state of silence, mm-hmm. remorse, mm-hmm. and then about maybe 5 minutes later, I walk up to him. I give him a pat on the shoulder. I said, you okay? Everything all right? And he looks up at me and goes, yeah. You know what it's about, man.
Starts crying.
He looks up at me like trying to commiserate. You're going through the same thing, which would indicate to me that perhaps he is having a little relationship trouble.
Yeah.
Which and he doesn't cry, but he goes on to the vert, which I believe is stage number four. Yeah.
Which Buzz leads him into.
Right. And that's number four. I was also predicting that he might get to five. If he got to five, it would not have been pleasant for anybody.
You're missing out. Five is a different phase that he did get to.
Okay, what's that?
Zoning out and sweating.
Stage six would be the one we fear, which
the
is vomiting.
Right.
Yeah, we thought stage six might come.
So now Mike goes over and puts his hand on the shoulder, and the guy's like,
yeah, I felt just, you know.
You understand what I'm going through?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, Buzz, now, out of everybody on the show you figure is going to make a guy cry,
right?
Buzz would be the last choice.
The last guy. Yeah, Buzz, during most of the evening, had very little interaction with this guy, because Buzz was greeting other fans. and he had very...
you mean the British lady?
Very, very, very little to
They're
do with
so nice, guy. They picked me as their spokesman,
right.
Because I'm nice.
So, what happens, Buzz, when you make him cry?
During the belligerent phase, when Don was talking to him, I went over and got a security guy from the bowling alley.
Oh,
just,
you did?
Just in case
we
needed him.
Phase three.
He and I hung back and watched, and it looked like Don handled the situation beautifully, so I told the security guy he wasn't needed, and he took a hike. And then at some point, I walked past when the guy's in the next phase, the nearly teary phase. I walked past him and he says, Buzz, you're the only one who's been nice to me. You're so nice, Buzz. You're the only one who's been nice. You're the only one who's talking to me. And I said, I've been nice because I've been over here. I've been staying away from you, you know, during this time. And then he started to cry.
Yeah. Strongly into phase four.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now at this point, the guy is sitting there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's four.
Yeah.
Let's get the phases straight because Rob's right. He went into the sweaty, comatose state.
I can recap all the phases for you. Phase one is joviality, followed by phase two, confident ball busting. Phase three, threats and malice. Phase four, apologetic crying and remorse. Phase five, zoning out and sweating. And phase six, vomit.
Phase six probably happened when he got
and
home.
And then seven, of course, passing out.
Death.
That's right. He did sleep. He did sleep for a while, too.
Well, that's right. No. He passed out for a while.
That would still be phase number five. Right?
For a while, he was just sleeping.
Oh, my
zoning
God.
Zoning out, really.
It was truly amazing. Yeah. And, wow. You know, what are you going
to
do?
I told him to call in today. I doubt he remembers it.
Right.
I really do.
It was the evening of anger.
The guy was so S-faced.
Did anyone call the emergency rooms?
He had been there since 4 o'clock in the afternoon, just hammering drinks, pounding drinks.
Right, right.
Excited.
You know, God bless him. Big listener of the show. But the highlight was, and I saw it happen too, Buzz, you're the only one who's been nice to me. And then Buzz just looks at me right there and goes, that's because I've been standing over here, away from you.
Away from you.
And then the guy just...
I had no idea what set him off.
Damn.
So, just clutching some sort of duffel bag the whole time. You know? That's when I thought, it's like, you want to see my mom's head?
Out comes the rifle.
God damn it.
Wow. Well, I hope he calls the show today.
But a big thank you to everybody that showed up.
Sure. Chelsea Pierce.
Here's a guy who's pissed at us for something. Yo, John.
Yeah, how you doing, Don?
Hey, okay.
Good. Yeah, man, you were... I was trying to get a beer. You kept nudging in front of me at the bar. I couldn't even get in there.
Hey, douche, I never went to the bar.
What's that?
I never went to the bar.
Hey, you both are sea suckers anyway.
Hold on. I never went to the bar.
What about your facts being wrong, dumbass?
I never went to the bar.
On the air, there unfortunately. You can't say that on the radio.
Robbie, where's the... where's that buzz card? Yeah. See, that guy, I never went to the bar.
I did.
I didn't have a drink last night, for God's
sake. I did. I went to the bar and got a ginger.
This call has been deleted due to profanity.
They called a sea sucker.
And, you know, I want to thank the manager of, I think it was the manager of Chelsea Piers last night, the bowling alley, the AMF Center, for buying me my ginger ale. Thank you very much. That was nice of him.
It is a fantastic bowling alley.
It is. It's great.
Owe it to yourself to go out there.
Absolutely a blast.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Don and Mike, you guys rock.
Thank you, my friend.
That's for Tim.
That's for Tim, right?
Mike.
Yo.
You need to raise the bar on your women.
What do you mean?
That way they can squeeze under it. That's Felisa.
What the hell? Are you drunk?
I think he's trying to put you down on behalf of Lisa.
Really? Sir,
remember it's 5 o'clock anywhere?
So he is.
But I mean, really, this is real early to be as bombed as you are.
Yeah, I think you're in phase two.
You weren't at the bowling alley last night, were you?
No, sir.
Where are you calling from?
Odenton.
Odenton, Maryland.
Hey.
And how long you been drinking?
Four
o'clock in the morning?
4 hours.
Four hours. 4 hours. Okay. Who's the lovely voice I hear cackling in the background?
You can guess.
Is it a normal procedure for you to wake up at 7:30 in the morning and start drinking?
No, get off of work.
You got off. So you worked the night shift?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And, again, who was that wonderful cackling voice I heard in the background, that intoxicating cackling I heard?
That is my wonderful young wife.
That's your lovely wife?
Your wonderful wife. Would you put her on the phone with us?
No.
Why? Why?
Oh, she doesn't listen to you guys.
Well, that doesn't matter. We'd love to chat with her anyway. Ask her ask her if she'd like to come on the radio.
She closed the door.
What?
She closed the door.
She closed the door.
She closed the door.
What have you been drinking since 7:30 this morning?
Beer. What?
Budweiser.
Hey. Mike, you called it. Approximately, all right, let's see if we can do it again. Approximately how many beers, Mike, do you think he's had?
He's almost probably started his second 12-pack.
No, I don't think that's
true.
What's that?
No, sir.
No.
Can I guess?
He just said yes, sir.
Oh, he said yes, sir?
Yeah.
No, I said no, sir.
Oh, no, sir. What have you had?
About eight.
About eight?
Yes, sir.
Eight. About eight Budweiser.
I was going to say nine.
All right. Are they tall boys, or are they just regular 12-ouncer?
12.
12. Like regular 12.
Got to be cans?
No.
Oh.
Are you, were you drinking early on with anybody else?
Oh, hello?
Oh, my God.
Night shift.
Hey, night shift guy, you there?
Maybe I can say something.
Yes, cool.
Make him cry, Buzz.
Did you start drinking with a buddy before you came home, or did you just start when you got home?
Well, I guess so.
When you got home, have you been drinking alone?
Rob, what phase do you think this guy's at?
Right now, I'd say he is probably into,
three.
No, phase four, because there's no threats, there's no malice. He's just apologetic.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say he's, crying, and is there some remorse on your mind, sir?
Pardon me?
Do you have any remorse on your mind? Are you sad about something that's happened recently?
Sir?
Did you send your kids off? Did you send your kids off to school?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you start drinking before or after the kids left? Sir?
I think we're losing him.
Sir?
John, keep talking to him. Keep talking to him. We're losing him.
On the night shift. What time did your kids go to school?
30.
What?
7:30.
7:30. So you started drinking after they left?
About the same time, yes.
That's good. That's responsible parenting.
Yeah.
Right.
Good man. So you were all perky when
shift.
You were perky when they went to school.
Well, no, I was tired.
Yeah. You sound like you're tired now. You going to get some shut-eye?
On the night shift. I'm coming round.
Sounds either a bad cordless or a bad cell phone.
On the night shift.
Bad caller. Sir, what do you do for a living?
Drive a tractor trailer.
Oh, that's Jesus. Good news.
Drive a tractor trailer.
Wonderful.
All right. You know what? You're not as funny as the girl we had who was drunk earlier this week.
That's right. You're not trying hard enough.
I wasn't trying to be.
Yeah, I know. Obviously.
I don't think she was either. But she was. Thank you, though, for your time.
Have a good day.
Goodbye.
Get some sleep.
99.
Yep.
What was her name, Lisa? April?
Yeah, that's the girl.
Yeah. I'm a little jealous.
Why are you
have
jealous?
A good day.
Well, you get that S-faced when you're, when you're sleeping in your car and you're in that condition, sometimes you get a bed. You know, because it's a tractor trailer.
Okay. That's
TV, bed, refrigerator.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hot shower.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Sorry about that, guys. Buzz?
Yeah.
Please.
Uh-huh.
Next step is going to be you're beating your wife. You're making men cry in bowling alleys.
No.
Oh, no.
Please.
No, I had no idea the man was so vulnerable.
Right. There you go. Buzz Burbank.
Rob A?
The mean Buzz.
We're having a rally meeting tonight. Want me to save a seat?
No, you know I'll be there.
Okay.
All right.
God
goodbye.
Bless.
Early.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Fight the power.
Hello.
What?
Hello. Jim. Are you there, buddy?
Hello?
Yeah, Jim in Philadelphia. Hello.
Guys?
Hi.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Slow Guys with Cell Phones.
Hello. You are on the air, Jim.
Don and Mike, radio guys.
Hi there, right. Turn your radio down, dumbass.
Or just hang up. There he goes.
Okay.
That was worth the wait.
Either way, works out fine for me. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
You're listening to Slow Guys with Cell Phones.
Hi, good morning.
What's up, guys?
Hi, how are you, Slow Man?
You're on the
bed.
You're on the air. Not too bad. What can we do for you?
I'm a little drunk.
Here we go. Another one. Are you on a cell phone?
No, I'm not.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, there you did. You break the pattern.
What are you drinking?
Vodka.
Nice.
You're listening. You're listening to Slow Drunk Guys with Phones.
Good man. What time you start drinking?
About 9:30.
About 9:30.
You sound like you're doing okay.
I'm all right, but I already put a few down. So yeah.
What? Hold on.
All right,
sorry.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Sorry about that, man.
You can't say the S word.
But they call the cheapest.
I know.
Vodka.
Sorry, man.
I asked him what brand of vodka. And he said, "OS." I don't know the cheapest kind.
Leeds.
Yeah.
Does it come in a plastic bottle?
Yes, it does.
This call has been deleted due to profanity.
$11.99 for 175.
Where do you say you're calling from, sir?
I'm in Suffolk County, Long Island.
All right, if you ever get down to Virginia, I recommend Bowman's.
Yeah. Are you are you mixing the vodka with anything or just drinking it straight?
I mix it with Gatorade.
Oh, really?
Yeah, why not?
Hey, there's a vomitorium trip.
You're dehydrated. Right.
Yeah.
What is the flavor of Gatorade?
It's red.
Is it true what I hear, that the electrolytes make the buzz last longer?
You know, I've had a lot of people tell me that when I really want to go out and get a good S-face going, that I should mix Red Bull with vodka.
I heard that, too.
I heard the guy from the Black Crows did
because the Red Bull is so loaded with caffeine, it's like you get effed up out of your mind.
Yeah. Like an awake drunk, yeah.
Well, you know how they confirm that?
How?
With an autopsy report. Also true.
Oh, man.
Thank you, drunk guy.
All right, guys.
See you later.
Later, guys.
Bye-bye.
Ladies.
Look at that bloodstream. Drink responsibly.
See you later.
Hey, you know, but everybody sounds like they're calling from their kitchen. Yeah, and that's okay.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Not another one. This is impossible. Hello, who's this?
This is Alex.
Now, Alex, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from King George, Virginia.
Ah.
Wow. Are you home?
No, I'm in my car. I'm on my way to a job interview.
Oh, no.
Are you drunk, too?
A little. Yeah.
Did you drink to get ready for the job interview?
I think so.
So you're nervous about it and you just wanted to be calm?
Well, I kind of wanted to call you guys to see what I should do because I can't not get the job.
Pull over.
First off, pull over. What job are you shooting for?
Oh, I'm actually sitting in the parking lot right now.
Oh, you're in the parking lot.
In the parking lot.
Put your keys in the back seat.
Are you, want to be a salesperson to WJFK?
Man, that'd be outstanding.
I was wondering if that was the parking lot that you were in.
John, he considered that an offer.
Yeah, he did. I'll take it.
I'm in the process of trying to get a job at Walmart.
At Walmart? You're drunk in the Walmart parking lot right now?
Yeah, is that all right?
What are you trying to do? Are you interviewing for the job of a greeter?
Oh, no, man. I'm better than that.
Well, what do you want to do at the Walmart?
I'd like to sell, clothes and take the money at the register.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I think? I think you're fine.
Yeah.
Just to go in right now.
You know what you ought to do? Let's give the guy advice so he can pull a spacey. All right? When you walk in and you're talking to the manager, say you're looking for a job with as little responsibility as possible.
Uh-huh.
Okay, just that.
And the highest possible salary.
Right.
And they'll make you a pharmacist.
As little responsibility and as high a salary as possible.
And tell him if
he's going to do it?
Well, no. What you do is you say if he doesn't hire you and he doesn't pay you double what the highest paid employee Walmart is making, you're going to tell everybody that he asked you to give him a BJ.
Oh, that's an outstanding idea.
He loves it. Great.
That is a great idea.
Right. No, actually, he asked you.
That's what Kevin Spacey did in American Beauty.
To get it right, he asked you if you would let him give you a BJ.
Careful.
So that's
I want to give it to him.
Right.
No, he asked you. He asked you to give him a BJ.
No.
Oh, I got you.
No, he asked.
I got you.
He's going to ask this guy
to give him a BJ.
Right.
Okay, I'm gonna call you guys back after I do it.
Now remember, you're gonna go in. Here's what you do. You go in and you say to the guy.
I'm so confused at the language of it, but it's actually.
You say, I want the highest paying job with the least amount of responsibility. The guy says,
I want to double the pay.
The guy will double the pay
of your highest paid employee.
Right. The guy will then say, get out of here, F you, you're drunk. And then you say,
I'm going to tell everybody in the Walmart and also the Better Business Bureau that you said that you would give me the job if I let you S my D.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then tell him that he got you drunk.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay. I got it now.
There you go.
Thank you.
Let us know how it goes.
Yeah. All right.
I'd say good luck, but you don't need it.
No, bye.
You're set.
Bye-bye.
Your prescription is ready.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. Oh,
what's going on, Don and Mike?
Hey.
Yo, Don.
Yeah.
Red Bull and vodka is like 10-year-old age moonshine. It's like a speedball in Jack Daniels. I swear to God, it's great.
Wow.
Blast it after like three and you never get that drunk feeling.
Yeah.
You get all the energy from the Red Bull and you get smashed from the vodka.
You know who was trying to get me to do that before he moved away? It was my British neighbor, Gary.
Really?
He was telling me that that's all he drinks now is Red Bull and vodka.
Oh, my.
Yeah, people die from that because of the...
Yeah, people die from Pop Rocks and drinking Coke. What are you talking about? People die from that.
Thank you, my friend. Hey, people die from...
Lisa.
No, seriously. No,
what was that sound?
She was about to say...
Oh, she's about to say the F word?
Right.
Okay.
Yes, but I'm a lady.
Yes.
I'm a lady.
Whoa.
Serious, something in the...
That's what the guy on number 13 said. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. I'm kidding. I'm a kidder, of course.
We did because we love.
What were you going to...
The thing with the... Just forget it.
Imagine that, though. A city of 11 million people.
Yeah.
And out of 11 million people, how do you want me to say it? Oh, you hooked up with a guy that was bowling next to him.
Well, take a look at the odds. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
The odds are a lot slimmer because he was white, so we all know.
Yeah, of course, that's it. That's true.
That I strictly only hook up with
black guys.
Right.
The brothers and brothers are.
Oh, man.
So imagine that. A white guy in a city of 11 million.
So anyway, you think the Red Bull and vodka
kills
you?
No, I've read articles on it.
Yeah, I don't doubt that it would kill you.
The alcohol mixed with the energy drink.
Yeah.
All right.
Really? Scary anytime you mess around with stuff like that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's over the counter.
Can we take you out there? 11,000 for one? No. Anyway.
What can we do for you?
Have that guy call back doing the job interview and just have him keep his cell phone in his shirt pocket.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Oh, that would be outstanding. Yeah, that would be great radio right there.
Wouldn't I love to hear that, for Christ's sake. Oh, we got a break. Let me get one more in here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. Listen, the Jack Diamond Show called me yesterday at home, soliciting me to talk to listen to the radio show to win their prizes.
Wow. You know, now this is, I just want to say that the Arbitron ratings came out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We told you how well our show did, and
he trying to find somebody with emphysema?
We were real happy that you guys have supported us with great number one ratings. What you are talking about is something that stations in really desperate times do.
It's a research project, right?
Yeah, what they do is they just get an intern who sits at a telephone,
right,
with a telephone book, and all day long they just call people up and they go, hi, would you please listen to radio station?
Exactly. Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
That's pretty pathetic.
Did they get their phone list from Philip Morris?
Yeah. Love you guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, honey. Bye-bye.
I've never listened. Who are you talking about? Oh, man. I tell you, I can't talk right now. I have to clean the house before my brother gets back from his job interview at Walmart.
As a matter of fact, they should start that at WNEW.
Yeah.
Start that immediately.
Sure.
Just start calling people at random out of the telephone book.
Absolutely.
Begging them to listen to the station.
Yeah, we did that experiment in Philadelphia, didn't we?
Yeah.
Who's listening?
Right.
There you go.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hola.
Hello.
Maybe two.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
That's for Tim.
Thank you, my friend.
Just called to wish you a good day. I love you guys.
Thank you.
I like that. Find out who's listening. But I'd be nervous about the results in our own building.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have to break, and we are now going to give you the chance to win $4,000.
Wow.
With a celebrity burp.
You're going down in $1,000 increments
now.
Yes,
it's gone from $40,000 to $30,000 to $20,000 to $10,000 to $5,000, now down to $40,000.
Boy.
$4,000. I'm sorry, you're right, Buzz. Yeah. Thank you. $4,000.
Very exciting.
With the celebrity bird. I'm going to give you another hint.
Ooh, good.
Now, the previous hints I've given have been...
Rob hates it when you give hints.
Beautiful.
Yes.
On the inside and out.
Yes.
Highly sexual.
Yes.
I'm going to give you another hint.
Sexual.
Right now, I'm going to give you another hint. All woman.
There you go. Thank you, Don.
Now you've made Rob cry.
All woman.
I don't know how to interpret you guys.
Okay.
No, I really don't.
Dial recklessly, you animals.
I just want to tell our listening audience, because I try to help as much as I can with my limited information.
As do I.
There's just a little smile in their eyes when they're saying this.
877-365-3636. Call 100 right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com with all the skinfo from the latest movies. Two new flicks hit theaters this week. Jason Voorhees returns for the 10th time in Jason X. The flick has tons of anonymous skin, but the highlight is when Lisa Ryder, who is best known as Beck on the TV show Andromeda, plays a cyborg who flashes some man-made robo-hooters. The only problem is her nipples fall off during the scene. No Angelina Jolie nudity in the PG-13 movie Life or something like it. Now, Angelina has already been naked in 8 movies, and she's only 26, so I say we cut her a little rack slack. New on DVD this week is the 1993 movie Flesh and Bone, which features early nudity from Meg Ryan and Gwyneth Paltrow. First, you get a rare glimpse of Meg's pegs in bed with Dennis Quaid. Then, 21-year-old Gwyneth Paltrow makes her nude debut flashing fun baggage in a hotel room an hour and 9 minutes in. Don't worry, they look a lot better than those droopers she was sporting at this year's Academy Awards. You fans of The Nanny, Fran Drescher, will be happy to know they are finally releasing The Cadillac Man on DVD this week. It's the only movie The Nanny has ever been naked in. You can see her right breast exactly 7 minutes in while Robin Williams does a little nanu-nanu under the covers. The bad news? It's a quick flash. The good news? She's not talking. I'm Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com, fast-forwarding to the good parts.
Thank you. Thank you.
With his timer.
Hold on a second. What's up with this, God damn it.
What's the deal?
God damn it. The thing is frozen. The machine is frozen.
The machine, stupid machine, has a tumor.
I'll be damned.
The machine is frozen.
I'll thaw it out.
Okay, thaw it.
Don't wait for me.
No, I'm going to wait.
All right.
We wait on this show. We wait when we have a malfunction.
Continuity is everything. Turn it back on.
Come on.
10 seconds.
One moment. 1,000.
2,000.
3,000.
4,000.
1,000. 5,000. 6,000. 7,000.
9,000. 10,000. Okay. Now all the lights are going.
Mm-hmm.
And come on. Come on. Come on, machine.
The lights are on. Is anyone home?
God damn it. Initializing version 2.0.
God damn it, Ray.
What are you hear what I'm waiting for, too? You're really going to be disappointed.
No, I know it's a quest.
Yeah. Oh, we got to try that.
All right.
Perfect.
Try it again.
The Don and Mike Show.
Our jingle. That was worth the wait.
Totally devoid of butt weevils. The Don and Mike
Guitar.
Show.
Guitar.
All right.
If you would call it 100. And then I think we're going to have a quick edition of Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty.
Naked Cruelty.
Which is fast becoming a very popular feature on the show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, my friend. You're calling 100.
All right.
What is your name?
My name is Morton.
Hey, where are you from, Morton?
I'm calling from Jersey City, New Jersey.
Morton. All right, Morton. You won the DVD copy of Oz.
All right,
available
great.
Available on video and DVD. The first season of Oz, that's from HBO. And you won the Hooters prize pack. Chance to win the ultimate road trip as you search for the perfect Hooters tour bus. Our thanks to Hooters. Now, you're going to play for $4,000 with all a celebrity burp. Beautiful inside and out. Highly sexual. And she's all woman. Those are your clues. I'll play you the burp. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Robert Goulet.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is. Yeah, hard to believe all that time we wasted.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's all I was. That's all I was waiting for, right?
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
In a different key.
Yeah.
Here we go. Wow. No pressure, but for $4,000, who is that?
I'm going to say Carmen Diaz.
Carmen Diaz.
Do you mean Cameron Diaz?
Yes, yes.
Carmen Diaz.
Oh, we're sorry.
Man. Thank you. Don't forget, though, every guess is a clue for you.
She's not as pretty as Cameron Electra.
A clue for you.
Or the great Volkswagen, the Cameron Diaz.
Okay, let's see if I can do a quick edition of Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty.
Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty is a copyrighted feature. May not be repeated by anyone less cruel. CD skipping on Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty, copyrighted feature, not be less cruel. Don Geronimo's Cruelty. Don Geronimo's Cruelty is a product of his own. As numbers of the use of the station on the FFP.
Naked Cruelty.
Naked Cruelty is copyrighted feature.
Another person. Not going to be there. I'm going to have to leave the message.
Hi, it's Jeremy Coleman at WNEW. Oh. Please leave a message. The machine records messages of up to 10 seconds in length, and please be advised that they may be listened to by an assistant, not just me. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. At the end of your message, press 1. If you need assistance, press 0.
Hey, Jeremy. Welcome to Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty. How does it feel to have another Infinity Program Director in the building right now? The guy who maybe is going to take your job. His name is Tom Bigby.
Man, that's cruel.
He's in the building right now, dude. Give myself one of these. I said, dude. But he's in the building right now.
Man, that is cruel.
Another program director. You know what they're saying to you? You're not good enough. You're as dead as your fish.
He sleeps with the fishes.
Jeremy Coleman. You must be threatened by the fact that Tom Bigby from Philadelphia radio station WIP is in the WNEW building. You know what you are? You're a lame duck. And this is Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty.
Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty, a copyrighted feature. Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty.
I can only imagine how awful you must feel sitting in your office and know that just 20 yards away, your successor's in the building.
The cruel Naked Cruelty views of Donders from the film stuff.
The next program director of WNEW is here. While you're here.
Let's make it cooler, copyrighted feature.
All right, see you after the show.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
I'll make it cool. Would have been better if Jeremy would be there to pick up the phone.
Yeah. So, Bigby's in the building.
Yeah. Tom Bigby. That's the guy that I worked for in Los Angeles. That's the Army man guy.
Very cool. Right, nice now, guy. Does he go on the radio or does he not go on the radio?
Oh, no. Tom Bigby will not go on.
He won't go on the radio.
He will not go on the radio.
Right. Okay.
But
I have to introduce myself. I said hi to him in the hallway, but I didn't know that he was that person you were referring to.
Suffice to say that Jeremy Coleman, his underpants are browner than the carpeting that they're going to select for out here at the green room area.
Browner than a UPS uniform.
My God, he's got to hate that.
Yeah, I suppose.
He's got to hate that.
That was indeed nakedly cruel.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't think so.
I didn't think so compared to yesterday. See, I didn't know Eloise. But, I mean, I know Jeremy, and I just don't think it falls into the naked cruelty.
Oh, it does?
Justifiable cruelty.
Well, go see if you can find him, Rob.
Okay.
I'd like to bring him in here face-to-face and just ask him.
Are we going
to
play the Hell's Bells again when you bring him in here?
I got it ready. Because, see, the thing is, Jeremy's the program director of the station in New York, WNEW, which, and no surprise to anybody, the station's not doing that well. And they're going to make some kind of change here. They're not going to make a format change, but they're going to make changes. And Ken's not going to fire himself.
Right.
The general manager, he's not going to go to the guys who run the company and go, gosh, you know what? I'm doing a crappy job of running the station.
Right.
He's going to let the sword fall on the next guy in line who happens to be Jeremy.
It's the way it normally works in radio.
Yeah. And not only is Jeremy going to be the guy who gets the fall on the sword, but they have his successor walking around the building.
And that's like the TV show that, that Farrah Fawcett's husband used to be on.
The Fall Guy.
The Fall Guy.
The Fall Guy. I can only imagine. Jeremy's sitting at his desk. Someone calls and says, Tom Bigby's in the building.
tough to take because he's always been a big supporter of us.
Yeah.
He's always been in our corner.
We wouldn't be doing this edition of Naked Cruelty if... we'd really be laying it on if Jeremy wasn't such a super fan of this show.
Right. Yeah.
He's not an Evie Dolls. I can't find him.
He's not, huh?
Really?
All right, well...
All right.
We'll get to that later. But I love the dynamic.
Pretty fascinating.
Of another program director from an Infinity station in this building right now.
Well, if I was Jeremy, I'd be in the building.
It is time for your emails that you send us and the computer reads to us. Thank you very much to the Verizon Company, www.verizon-uc.com. You send us emails. Here's our address, donandmike@verizon-uc.com. And then the computer, it reads them back, and generally we're amused by what you have to say.
Amen.
You see why that was Naked Cruelty. I'm afraid that I haven't explained that well enough.
You're basically you're taunting a man whose successor is in the building to take his job.
A guy whose job is hanging by a piece of dental floss.
Yes, of course.
The company thinks so little of him.
Of course, Bruce.
That they are bringing in his successor
in advance.
Well, while he's still here.
That's correct.
While he's here.
That's nakedly cruel.
You know, as if to say, you're so stupid that we don't even care about your feelings.
Right.
We're just going to bring Tom Bigby into WNEW while you're here.
Yeah, fascinating. A fascinating dynamic.
Love it. And nakedly cruel.
Nakedly cruel.
And you know who really is being nakedly cruel is Ken Stevens.
Naked
cruel
take out there in the future.
Because Ken Stevens is the guy who's doing it to Jeremy Coleman.
Well, it's a cruel business is what we've certainly found that out over the years.
Yes. Is Ken back at his desk?
Ken was actually just talking to Jeff Hedges. So you could probably call him in his office right now.
Ken is always talking to Jeff Hedges.
What's Ken's number?
666. No, I'm kidding.
Hey, of course. What is it?
3701.
Fascinating. Now, this ought to be interesting.
Ken Stevens' office? Oh.
Yeah. Hi, it's us. Can we talk to Ken?
Yeah, hold on.
Hi, Melanie.
Why does that sound like an echoey or something like that? Maybe it's my headphones.
Maybe so, Imus.
That was nakedly cruel, though.
Now, will Ken pick up the phone?
Of course, Bruce.
Hey, he said he's in with Jeff.
He's in with Jeff?
Yeah.
We tell him it's real important. It has nothing to do with anything really important that we've talked about.
Okay, hold on.
That's nothing to do with anything important.
Now, that's
other
cruel.
Than Jeremy's job.
That's true. I mean, like any of the important stuff that we have going on.
Phones sound weird.
Of course, phone.
Of course, Bruce.
Bacon tastes good.
Bacon tastes good.
Hello?
Pork chops taste good. Bacon tastes good. I don't dig on swine.
Hello.
Ken. Hey, Ken, it's Don and Mike. We won't keep you long.
Don and Mike?
Yeah. Just wanted to... Hold on, let me get my music here.
How are you, Ken?
I could not be better.
Wonderful.
We are, actually, we're right in the middle of a segment called Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty.
Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty, a copyrighted feature.
And I was wondering if you knew where Jeremy was.
I was just looking for him. His office door is open, and his stuff is there, so he can't be far away.
For now.
For now.
See, the naked cruelty is that Bigby's here.
Right.
That's
no hesitation on Ken's part there. Right.
That's what's nakedly cruel about it. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, Ken.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us on Naked Cruelty.
Ever sounded that cheerful on this program?
No, I swear to God, I've never had that. We've never had that brief of conversation with him.
That's right.
No.
Like,
how are you doing? I'm doing better than ever.
You heard it.
There it is.
Ken Stevens' Naked Cruelty.
Ken Stevens' Naked Cruelty, a copyrighted feature.
Where's Jeremy? I don't know. She's looking for him. His office is open. His stuff is here.
For now.
For now. Oh, my God. A great moment. A great radio moment.
Boy, I'd tell you, it'd be a bad time to be looking for another band leader jacket. Another baggy sport coat.
Naked cruelty. Oh, how I love it.
Wow.
Thank you, Ken. Okay.
Right.
Now to your...
hangs up the phone.
Right.
Right.
Oh, Oh, my God. Quite an appearance.
That was.
Right.
An image-changing appearance.
Yes. Fascinating.
Delightful.
Oh, well.
Oh, man.
The good news for Jeremy is that Kinko's is open 24 hours a day.
That's right.
There are many services online where you can register your resume.
Absolutely.
I happen to know that in Radio and Records, in the back pages of R&R, they've got pages and pages of job openings and such.
Right.
Hey, Rob, go to the front.
And the circus was just in town.
Grab me the R&R online. That's out front there.
Sure.
Would you real quick?
You know what, really? I saw a great job for Jeremy at the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus when I took my daughter there. And he could be the clown did this wonderful thing where they had a human pinata. Where a guy was dressed up as a pinata. Skinny guy.
Never seen
and
that.
It was terrific.
Yeah, try. Go ahead. Try him on his cell.
And they hit him with a stick.
Try him on his cell.
Hit him with a stick.
Wow.
They're just going to try him on his cell phone there.
Very good.
You got R&R for me?
I do.
All right, let's see. R&R today.
Let's today,
see.
Right
what's
now.
Happening? Let's see. Radio stock roundup. Okay, here you go. I got the job for him.
Oh, good.
Really?
Beautiful. Right. 106.7 WZFS, The Fish.
Ah, The Fish.
Needs an experienced program director to lead and manage America's hottest growing music format. Contemporary Christian.
Contemporary Christian. And I bet it's down by... No, it's probably... See, I was going to say it's down by the water, but now... No, it's not down by the water. It's just the fish. You
he's
see? Fish. Like
he's
the fish
a...
you see on the back of cars.
Or the fish is on the load.
Right,
he's
exactly.
He's not on the cell phone. He's not there. Let's see. How about this?
But Jeremy doesn't like fish.
Program director for Rhythmic Dance.
Right.
Work for one of the truly great radio groups left in America... LBJS Broadcasting.
LBJ.
Work in one of the greatest cities in America, and I know, Mike, you won't disagree with me.
Right.
Austin, Texas.
You better believe it.
That is great.
You will lead a team that put the station on the map and take us to the next level.
I think we're getting it started for him, and I think he'd appreciate that.
This is a great position for the right person.
Wonderful.
All right, well, we've tried to...
I don't think anything will compare to the Christian network.
Send or email your package immediately.
There you go. Email your package.
Your package.
Email your package is a copyrighted feature.
Now, what's going on with the explosion downtown?
I just heard our sister station, WINS, was reporting that there was a fire and or an explosion and perhaps, I don't know if there's any update, some kind of building collapse.
19th and 6th Street, the basement of the Apex Tech School in Manhattan.
Yeah, you got anything on that, Johnny?
Apex Tech is one of those, vocational schools.
Ah.
You know, so there's a lot of...
chemicals and stuff?
You know, there's a lot of equipment and a lot of machinery in the building.
So right. Rather than think terrorists, it could just be...
Right, just a machine accident
chemicals,
or something.
Yeah, or some dumbass mixing.
You got anything, Buzz?
That's one of those places where they give you the tools upon graduation.
1010 Wind says the building has actually collapsed and 40 people are hurt. But there's
is
no
it a small building or a high rise?
It's a tech school. I haven't seen the building myself, so I don't know.
All right, no sign of terror. That's what the Fed said.
Right.
No sign of terror. Right. All right.
Boy, you know, isn't it amazing the world we live in now? I mean, I heard that when I was on the commode.
No need.
Wow. You know, and man, it made it real hard to poop.
You know, the only thing really you have to worry about right now is if your name is Jeremy Coleman.
Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty is a copyrighted feature. The cruel versions of Don's stories are his and his alone. Do not represent the views of Manfred and Spade.
Actually, you see, Jeremy's lucky because he might have been going to a vocational school had this been next week.
You see, Tom Bigby is the evil program director of another radio station in this company.
Yes.
It is obvious that they brought him in to oversee,
right,
if not completely replace, Jeremy Coleman.
The great overseer.
The great overseer.
I want to meet him. Is it correct? Am I correct in assuming it'd be a very good idea to suck up to him a little bit?
Hopefully, Mike, we'll have nothing to do with Tom.
Okay, I'll suck up just the same, though. Like a nice guy. Said hi to him in the hallway.
Yeah, he's nice unless you have to work for him.
Then he's difficult.
Yeah.
So perhaps we would be playing this music for him someday.
Yeah. Could be. Naked Cruelty.
Naked Cruelty has got a rated feature. The Naked Cruel views of Don or his alone do not represent the views of anybody else on the show.
All right. Okay. We got time for the emails now?
No.
No? We got a break?
Yes.
Sorry. Okay.
The star's nakedly cruel, Rob.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello. Tommy?
Donna Mike.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Oh, you know who this is? This is the delivery guy.
This is the delivery guy?
Yeah. Joe, do you have the doorbell? I bet it'd take Joe a year to find the doorbell sound
it's
effect.
It's on the round rack, Joe.
Does he want to do his thing?
I got a delivery for Jeremy Coleman.
Oh, no, we can't do that.
No, I don't think
we
so.
Can't.
No, that's
we can't.
No, no, no. It's going to be good. Somebody wanted a new program director?
There you go. Very good. All right. Thank you.
All right. Hold on. There you go. There's the sound effect. Okay.
Yes, can I help you?
Yes, did someone order the new program director? Jeremy, can you sign here?
Thank you. Wow. Thank you, Tommy.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Nakedly cruel. And, you know, lest anyone realize why the naked cruelty, well, as we said before, he's always supported us.
Yeah. He's been a big fan of ours. Always on our side. Whenever we're in a jam, he's always been there, the first to jump up and say, hey, if Don and Mike did it, I stand by him.
Absolutely. Couldn't be more grateful.
Yeah. Great guy to work for.
Right.
Freaking weasel.
And incidentally, in my little thing for Richard not being allowed to come to the company Christmas party, too.
That was
Jeremy Coleman's also.
Yeah. It was fun to be part of the Naked Cruelty.
Absolutely.
We got a break, according to Ubermeister Rob, and then we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I have to talk to you.
I'm very busy.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I am sorry. Just listen to me. This is important. I asked Phil to write some patter for the debut of Hank's Hot Potato, but I hardly think he has captured the spirit of fun with this kind of dialogue. I'm sure everyone here loves the old game Hot Potato, but I'll bet you're going to like it even more when I tell you that I just pulled this potato right out of my big fat ass. Here, catch. Then the audience in unison shouts, "Hey now, Hank, go f*** yourself." I mean, the audience isn't even supposed to have lines.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW, 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right.
America's favorite helmet.
Hi.
Don and Mike.
Now this explosion in New York, which is not terrorist linked in any way. It's in a residential building in Manhattan, and they're getting 50 people out of the building now.
Nobody killed, right? So far, they don't have reports of anybody killed. A couple of people were taken away by ambulance. We know, but nearly 24 injured. But the school next door was evacuated. Some of its buildings were blown out. The school is fine.
So this looks like a gas explosion.
The explosion took place in the residential building next door.
Okay.
And that building partially collapsed.
All right, well, Buzz will have more information on that for us. I think, stuff like this we can deal with.
Right.
If it's a terrorist stuff, that's when we got to go into a different mode.
Absolutely.
But right now, there's no sign of any stuff like that.
Yeah, well, it does show you how certainly this city and I think around the country has changed. When you hear a story like that, you know, everybody immediately goes into that.
100 firefighters on the scene, so that's the kind of response that you get with this. But apparently, no terrorism.
Gotcha. Now, I know I promised we'd get to the emails, and we will.
Right.
But we do have a chance for a follow-up.
Okay.
On Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty.
Okay.
That goes back to yesterday with the very first edition of Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty.
Right.
When, about a week ago, the lady who writes the hints from Heloise column.
Yes.
Called us up and wanted to book herself on the show. She called on the request line.
She had heard that we had talked about her, right?
Yes. So we had her on the air yesterday, and I was nakedly cruel to her and told her that her column sucked and that her hints were worthless. And she said, well, I understand that you have read my columns on the air. And I said, I read one where you printed a letter from some stupid lady.
It's about wearing the helmet in the attic.
Yes. And she said, I believe what she said is that never appeared in her column.
Right.
And that if that is true, if we can prove it, she would give us bowl of chili.
Yes, absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, July 1st, 2001.
There it is.
Yeah. Dear Heloise, my attic has low cross beams every 10 feet. I usually forget their presence after a few minutes with resulting head pain. I discovered by wearing my son's bicycle helmet, my head was spared when my memory failed. Pat Whelan, Arlington, Virginia.
Wonderful.
Caller. Call her now.
And we say that she owes us the chili.
Yes.
She was sure it wasn't her. She said it might have been an Irma Bombex column, but she was sure that it wasn't
hers. I will tell you, based on yesterday's conversation, I will not be sampling that chili. Yes, no matter how, you know, how wonderful she is with her hints, I think something might be in that chili.
Here we go. Heloise.
Hi, it's Rob from the Don and Mike Show. You were on our program yesterday, and you said that if we could find the column about hitting... Can you come on the air with us a moment?
Please?
Please? Thank you. Hold on. Next voice you hear will be Don and Mike.
Okay. All right, so... Welcome back.
Have we got Heloise on?
Yes.
She had six?
She's on hot.
On hot. On hot. Gotcha. Hey, Heloise, hi.
Hello.
Hello. Are you there? Can you hear us?
Yeah, barely. I barely hear you.
Well, based on yesterday's show, we appreciate you coming back on the air with us.
Now, I believe when I mentioned to you the article that we read in your column about the lady hitting her head on the ceiling with wearing a helmet, and you said it was Irma Bombeck.
I said I thought it was Irma, but it was not my column. Hmm.
Yes, and I believe you said that if we could prove it to you, that you would give us chili.
50 pounds of Texas chili.
Yes. How many pounds?
50.
50 pounds of Texas chili.
Wow. With jalapenos on the side.
Heloise, from your column, dated July 6th, 2001. Dear Heloise, my attic has low cross beams every 10 feet.
I tell you what, can I put you on hold and have my staff pull the column? Give me 60 seconds.
Like, sure. You don't believe me?
That's fair. That's fair.
What's the confirmation?
Take it out. She's nothing. She's not. She's hanging.
Yeah. She did say proof.
And the
she
chili is. Ain't cheap.
Wow. Okay, I'm here.
All right. Did they get it yet?
Dear Heloise.
They're going to pull the column.
Dear Heloise, my attic has low cross beams every 10 feet. I usually forget their presence after a few minutes with resulting head pain. Then I discovered that by wearing my son's bicycle helmet, my head was spared when my memory failed. Pat Whelan, Arlington, Virginia. From your column, July 6th. 2001.
Now, you're waiting to have your staff pull it up?
Yeah, they're trying to pull the column.
And
if it is, you've got 50 pounds of Texas chili and jalapenos to go along with it.
All right, well, we'll wait, but we...
Okay, come on in.
Are they bringing it in now?
Yes, July
6,
2001.
She's tough.
There she is.
She is tough. Give her credit.
Welcome to an extended edition of Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty.
Make it cruel.
Oh, you know what? It's a letter of laughter. It's not a real hint.
No.
You know what it is? Oh, you guys. Let me explain.
It's in your column, though.
Yeah, no, but let me explain. When I send the column out to the newspapers, we have subheads that are called letter of laughter, or it'll say travel tip or something like that. So it's supposed to be funny, ha-ha. So the paper, which paper did that come from? Do you know?
The Washington Post.
Oh, dear.
And it is a hint, and it was in Heloise's column.
Not Irma Bombeck's column, certainly not Irma's column.
Well, you know what?
Where's our 50 pounds of chili, honey?
Honey, you're going to have it.
All right. There you go. Hey,
absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely. And I stand corrected because, see, to me, it's a letter of laughter.
And you know what, then?
Well.
Then you know what? Then I must stand corrected.
Right.
Because...
You called it a hint, right?
Because I called on our radio show, I called the woman who wrote the letter,
right,
and told her that I thought it was stupid,
right.
But as it turns out, you agree with me.
Well, she's being funny. She's not really serious.
But it's not serious.
No. The woman was serious. The woman who wrote you the letter was serious.
But Heloise didn't take it seriously. Because if it's a letter of laughter and not a hint.
Right.
We're going to call the lady back now, the lady who wrote you the letter.
Okay.
All right.
And we're going to find out if she wrote the letter seriously or if she wrote it as a goof.
Okay. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
We keep the letters for a year. I'm going to go have them pull the letter, too.
Good. You got good record keeping. Heloise, how many papers are you in now?
About 500. 500 newspapers.
500 newspapers.
Wow. It goes out to 500 newspapers international, which I'm sure that somebody in Guadalajara or Guam may not even understand this.
Now, you know what I'm thinking now? Now I'm thinking yesterday, here I was so full of hate.
Right, it was
Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty.
It was the debut episode of Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty directed at Heloise.
And right. I'm thinking, actually, Heloise and I may be on the same wavelength.
And look what's coming out of Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty. Who would have thunk it?
Naked Friendship.
But Naked Friendship coming out.
I don't know about that.
No, but Heloise, from what I've heard, you are putting that in your column because it's a goof, right?
Well, because I think she sent it as a letter of laughter. I don't think she was serious.
It's a man that sent it? Okay.
All right, we're going to try to get the man on the air right now.
Meanwhile, your hateful helper over there hasn't changed one little bit.
No, of course not.
Rob Spiewak, of course, not coming around.
Of course, Bruce.
All right.
Wants the blood to still run into the
street. We're going to call Pat Whelan now from Arlington, Virginia, and see if he will come on the air with us.
Oh, do we know if it's a guy or a girl?
Yeah, it's a guy.
Right, I'm going to put you on hold and have them pull the back up.
All right,
give me like 30 seconds.
And we're getting the person on the line.
Okay, all right.
Here we go.
Beautiful.
Free chilling.
We have a letter from Heloise that ran about a year ago. Hints from Heloise.
And tell them we have Heloise on the phone.
And we have Heloise on the phone.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
That's 2001.
Hang on. Honey, hold on. We're getting him on the phone.
Okay.
Hold on, please.
Here he is.
All right, we're going to get everybody together now.
Here we go.
That's Mrs. Whelan?
No. Mrs. Whelan?
Yes.
This is Don and Mike, and you're on the air with Hints from Heloise.
We've got Heloise here. Say hi to Mrs. Whelan, Heloise.
Hi there.
Hi.
Now, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Pat Whelan, is that you or is that your husband?
That's my husband.
That's your husband.
Okay.
When he wrote this letter to Heloise,
yes.
Can you tell me what was your husband thinking? He wrote the following letter. Dear Heloise, my attic has low cross beams every 10 feet. I usually forget their presence after a few minutes with resulting head pain.
Correct.
Then I discovered that by wearing my son's bicycle helmet,
God.
My head was spared when my memory failed.
No detail too small on this show.
Did your husband send that in as an honest hint?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Heloise, you are a loser.
Wait a minute. I want to speak to your husband.
He's at home. He's at a doctor's appointment right now.
I hope he's feeling well.
Head injury?
yearly physical.
The yearly physical. Very heavy.
Yeah.
Hope everything goes well.
Now, Heloise, you don't take this woman at her word?
Well, I'd have to speak to him directly.
Heloise is nothing if not persistent. Hang on.
He's really tall, and it's fine for me. I'm 5 foot, okay? So I can walk through the attic. You know, it's a floored attic, and I can walk through the attic with no problem. He's 6 foot tall, and if he happens to raise, and he's one, you do hurt your head. Because my son has the same problem. He's like 5'7", and if he forgets also, you get quite a big bump on the head.
Heloise, I think we've answered the question as to whether this was sent in as a joke.
No, it was not a joke.
No, not a joke.
Heloise. Heloise, you owe us the chili.
Honey, you're going to get 50 pounds of Texas chili and. Now, wait a minute.
Yes.
And the jalapenos to go with it, and you have to eat them both at the same time.
Oh, I bet. Well, absolutely. I will.
Any luck with the antacid.
All right, listen, Mrs. Whelan, thank you for your time.
Thank you for coming on the air with us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Can you get her to stay on the line with your producer and get her address?
Yeah, sure. If you'll hold on.
Hold on,
Mrs. Whelan.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to get something out of it.
Hold on a second. And Heloise, listen, I'm going to say to you now that, in a way, my edition of Naked Cruelty is taken back since you were actually, in your own way, doing the same thing I was doing.
And there should be advice for maybe Jeremy Coleman, our program director, if he comes on with us. Whenever you're a subject of Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty, hang in there. Things might just turn out okay.
Sure, they can't get any worse.
Because Heloise, you and I, while we went about it different ways,
right?
We were both goofing on that letter, correct?
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. I thought, well, one, if it's really serious, and it turns out that she says that her husband is, but I would still
then,
like to
know what?
Husband directly.
Heloise, I apologize for the mean things I said to you yesterday. You, in fact, are as cynical as I am, and I salute you. Hints from Heloise. Now, would you like to plug your book on this show?
That, you know what? That isn't really the reason I called the first time.
Well, we feel like we owe you, though.
Sure. We'll
give you a freebie. Go ahead, plug your book.
No, the reason I called the first time is you were making fun of another hint.
Oh.
And it was about, it was about the woman who wrote in and said that she puts a red dot of nail polish on her windshield on the side that the gas tank is
right.
on.
Yes.
And I didn't get to hear the show, but people were telling me you were making fun of it, saying, well, what an idiot, you know, the cars now have that.
Well, actually,
on the dashboard.
I was the one who found that hint, and it...
Rob, let me introduce you, Heloise. This is the real Heloise hater on the show. Mr. Rob Spiewak, who is here. Rob, say hi to Heloise.
Hi, man.
Hi there.
How are you?
Come on, Rob.
Hey, pleasure to meet your acquaintance. Actually, what it is, your hint was that if you look at the gas tank by your gas gauge, the size that the hose is on indicates the side that your gas tank is on. And that proved to be false on a lot of makes of automobiles. So that was a false hint.
You hear that, Heloise?
And it angered him.
It bothered me, and I also host a car show, and it bothered the dealers. So that was the problem there.
Okay.
But that's other than that...
Okay.
Don't worry about him, Heloise.
But I always wear a helmet when I buy gasoline.
But do you wear one when you go into the attic?
Yes, I do. That's where I keep all the gasoline.
Yeah, I'm guessing that Heloise and Rob could actually have their own show right now.
Yes, it'd be a boxing show.
All right, Heloise, it was great talking to you. Hold on, please. We will await our 50 pounds of chili.
Thank you, Heloise.
Okay,
thank you.
And then will your producer call me back with the Whelan's
address? Put it on hold.
Hold on.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Heloise.
There you go.
You know, that little sweet exterior, she's tough.
Yeah, yes, she is.
She's a tough lady.
A stand-up gal.
She does, you know, she's dealt with crap before, you can tell.
Yeah.
However,
yes.
Let me just say that she, in fact, is as cruel as I am.
Yes, of course.
She only printed the letter because she thought it was so freaking stupid.
Right, and the poor Whelan's. The victims in all of this. Those good people. Salt of the earth.
And yet they're happy.
And they're happy, yes. Very good. She's 5 foot, you know. Her husband's 6 foot.
Right.
Make
a note of it.
I love it when something comes together like that.
My God. Pretty amazing.
It's a payoff.
Hints from Heloise.
Wow.
She was the first on Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty. And ladies and gentlemen, I've taken it back. I apologize.
Wow.
So in the annals of history, please make note, the first person on Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty was soon to be fired WNEW program director Jeremy Coleman.
Doubt you'll be taking any of that back.
Oh, not a chance,
not
Mike.
Not a chance. No way.
Not a chance.
But he should wear a helmet.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Heloise.
Rob says, "Money." Rob will let it go, which cracks me up.
Right.
Yeah, boxing show. For some reason, filled with rage against television.
Hello. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're fine, thank you.
Is Lisa there?
Is Lisa? Yeah, she's here.
Can I talk to her?
About what?
I'd like to tell her that water is the universal solvent.
What? Okay, thank you.
Water.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, is it my imagination or did Heloise sound exactly like Frida?
You know, a lot of people called yesterday and said that.
Same vocal qualities.
I don't hear the distinction.
Different accents.
Your wife has a little more southern in her voice.
Thank you, my friend.
Same voice.
Yeah. Not like, you know, Appalachian southern. It's like, yay, yay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, my God. I'm marking my calendar. That's the first time I've ever heard you, Don, apologize to any guest that you berated so bad the day before.
Well, as it turns out, you know, Heloise, in her own way, she was busting balls in the article.
And frankly, Heloise, you know, even during the first segment of Don Geronimo's Naked Cruelty, hung in there.
Tough.
You know, which we always respect.
Feisty
that.
Broad. Yeah.
You always, if somebody hangs, you always respect.
I want to say this about her. I bet she's good and bad.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a tough broad, no doubt about it.
I bet she does everything.
You know what? I bet she gives you hints, too, on how to please her.
I bet she's good. I bet she'd move your head.
I'd love to see a picture.
Yeah. I'm guessing you wouldn't want to see a picture.
I don't know.
Of Heloise.
Hey, baby.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. You sound bad today.
Mrs. Heloise O'Mara.
Hello, you're on the air.
I like it.
Hi.
Hi.
How come you didn't take Buzz's advice and give her the sex quiz?
Well, listen, let us drive the car, please.
Yeah, I mean, what, you just sitting there, what, you want to produce the show?
Hello, Don, Mike show, F you, hello.
I agree.
Great.
This is a marvelous segment with lovely Heloise.
Hello.
Stop picking on her.
Enjoy.
Hi.
I like Heloise.
And incidentally, why did give her the sex quiz when we all know that every answer would be yes?
Heloise's first hit was, my good, don't sleep in your car.
If you are, wear a helmet.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I like Heloise.
You got to have her back on the show.
You know, okay, you can't help but not like the woman. I mean, yeah, she's tough.
Heloise. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Heloise.
Hello.
Hello.
Donna Mike.
How you doing?
Turn your radio down, please.
We're doing okay.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah, maybe Heloise has some hints for Mike about where he could sleep in his car in
New
York.
Hey, gee, we just didn't just say that, moron. Dumbass.
I just said that.
Not radio turned down, dumb F.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
For God's sakes, that really makes me mad, Don.
Okay.
That's really making me lose it, that last caller. I can't help myself. It's what I was looking for. Don Geronimo and Patrick Bailey. Turn your radio down. Don and Mike.
Hold on.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to,
hello,
talking to somebody else.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Don.
What?
You should have a contest. Who can tell if it's Frida or Heloise on the phone?
Here's another idea. Now they're coming in. Now the doors are open.
I called yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where people get that. I don't hear the similarity. Don, we should have a contest, though.
I've got an idea. I don't know.
Yeah, you and Heloise hosting a boxing show.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? You'd listen, though?
It's good to let it go, could you?
No. I just got off the phone with her. She said we're welcome to call her anytime.
Well, I'm sure one-on-one you had a nice conversation with her.
Sure.
You know what? Get into this forum.
Maybe we can get Heloise and get my wife on the phone at the same time.
You want to call her back?
Well, let me see if Frida's around.
That's a good idea. I think we've had Heloise on, so, I mean, if we hear her... We hear Frida. And let's try to get that picture, too. What helpful hints does Frida give you, Don?
Don't kiss women in bowling alleys.
Yeah. No.
No, she's out. She's out doing whatever it is.
She's getting out of the character of Heloise.
Whatever it is she does. All right. Well, she ain't there. Nothing I can do for you. Let me try her, so we'll go on. Okay. There we go. Came to Buzz from Heloise.
Really?
Don't do crossword puzzles during the show.
That's a good hint. I've followed that
rule.
Sweetie.
Yes, my darling.
Need him. Well, Rob, get Heloise back on the phone.
You got it.
Remember I called you yesterday about that Hits from Heloise thing that someone told
you?
Hold on. I'm going to get Heloise on the phone right now.
Yeah, because I don't think there's a similarity.
Because once again, people are calling you. They're saying that you are Heloise. That I'm like, we're doing a fake bit here.
Yeah, like I have any hints. My hints are, ask your cleaning lady, take it to the dry cleaners.
All right, this will be very brief.
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
Hi, Heloise.
I was buying light bulbs.
Buying light bulbs.
Thank you.
Maybe Heloise has hints about that.
Hey, you know who's in the building again today, honey?
Who?
Big B.
Oh, your new buddy.
Got to drive Jeremy crazy.
Big B.
There you go. Just to get them both together. Okay, now.
All right, now, because we have had people say that they thought your wife was impersonating Heloise.
First time, Heloise, say hello to Frida. Heloise?
Yes, I'm here. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Frida?
I'm here, too, my darling.
Wow, there is a similarity between their voices.
Well, you both of you girls, at the count of three, will you say... My husband is an idiot. One. No, because that's what my wife said.
Okay. I won't say that. I will. I'll say it for you.
Now, right. See, they're almost talking together, right. So we're proving that they're two different
Heloise,
people.
Heloise, what would you like to say at the count of three?
At the count of three?
Now I'm talking while Heloise is talking.
Well, now we're talking at the same. We're talking at the same time.
That's it. It's been proven.
All right. Very good.
All right. Bye, honey. Bye, Heloise.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye. Thank you, Heloise, for all your time.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Don?
Yes, Heloise.
Did I just hear your wife call you Sweet Pea?
Yes.
Oh, ouch.
Did I hear you say to her, bye, honey?
Yeah. That's
right. I'm not going to believe this.
What?
No, I probably shouldn't say it but that's the nickname I use for my husband.
Sweet Pea?
Uh-huh.
Wow. See, another thing you have in common with Heloise.
Yeah.
Heloise, how old are you?
51.
51?
That's in your wheelhouse, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely.
Could you send us your photo, your publicity photo?
Yeah, because we were talking. You sound actually somewhat fetching over the phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, go visit my website.
Okay.
Halloweez.com.
Oh, there you go.
We'll go there right now.
You better get in unison.
Yeah.
Go visit my website.
Go visit your website.
No.
www.halloweez.com. All right, bye, Halloweez.
Bye.
Thank you, honey.
Hey, there
she
is.
Bye-bye.
There she is.
There she goes. You got the picture, Buzz?
I do.
Is that gray hair or blonde hair?
Whitish blonde. Yeah, like platinum blonde. Hang on.
So what do you think, Buzz?
She's a hopeful.
She's not. I can't tell by the picture.
Yeah. All right, I'll try to find another picture.
Yeah, I can't really tell.
You never have to clean your apartment.
This is true.
We got a break. I promise we'll get to your emails right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The 5 o'clock whistle's done a blink. The whistle won't blow, and what do you think? My papa's still in the factory, 'cause he don't know what time it happens to be. La da 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 da. What you got in the basket, gorgeous? Which I'm taking to my grandma's to have, see?
Mm. Wow. Not a bad pair of stems for a rabbit.
Yeah, and he's got a cute face, too, see?
The Don and Mike Show.
Look at that son of a bitch. The Don and Mike Show.
Here's your phone numbers. Anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Radio station WJFK, Washington, D.C.
All right.
202-432-1067. Radio station WNEW, New York City. 877-692-1027. Radio station WYSP, Philadelphia. Coming soon. Your own phone number.
We're excited about that.
They do have our new bios up.
They do?
At WYSP.com.
How are they?
Check him out during the break.
Really? That good, huh?
I think you like him.
Good.
Especially the one about Rob.
Wonderful.
That's the best.
All right.
That's the best bio of all. We're going to do the hotwire contest here in a couple of seconds to give away $1,000 and also $1,000 in airfare.
Wow.
So if you've entered, stand by.
Stand by for action.
We may be calling you in a second. Before we got started with nearly an hour of naked cruelty.
Yes, and Heloise and Jeremy and all that wonderful stuff.
Frida and Tom Bigby.
Bill and Bill.
We are going to read your emails, and we're going to do them now.
Hey.
Actually, we're not going to read them. The computer is going to read them to us. The
computer is going to recite them.
The emails that you send us at donandmike@verizon-uc.com.
Now, yesterday they were strong. I would hope that they'd be even half as good today.
Where is Johnny Constantino?
There he is. John Constantino, he of the spastic bowling fame.
At Don and Mike at Verizon, a man who was there. Let's hear the emails, Johnny.
Old email message from David Sauer. Subject: None. Don and Mike, you guys rock. That is for you, Tim.
Thank you.
I want to propose on your radio show. Rossign, this is Dave. Will you marry me? Rob A, will you be my best man?
Yes.
Don, I want you to be the minister, and Mike, you can be the limo driver. Old email message. From B-I-G-R-I-V-J-I-M. Subject. No subject.
No subject.
All the sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be. But my life, my love, and my lady is the sea.
Okay.
Old email message. From R-O-D-U-S-T-S-M-O-K. Subject. Sing along. Mike,
sing along,
are you
Mike.
Ready? Kids?
Yep.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Oh, no.
I can't hear you. Aye, aye, Captain. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob SquarePants. Has Jordan and Yellow and Porous is he SpongeBob SquarePants.
I gotta start watching this.
Did nautical nonsense be something you wish SpongeBob SquarePants?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
And rock to the deck and flop like a fish SpongeBob SquarePants. Ready?
The hottest.
SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants.
All right, already.
Old email message.
Thank you.
I like that.
From Douglas Savnet. Subject. Is Lisa queer? Lisa? Lisa? Would you ever go on a woman? It's okay, Lisa. Don't hide from your gay thoughts. There is nothing wrong with two hot bitches loving each other. Is there? Don? No.
Hi.
Don?
Yeah?
Don't hide from your feelings.
Okay.
Mike? Mike?
Yeah?
Get.
What?
Late soon, my friend.
Yeah.
Old email message.
All right.
From Sarah Jane. Subject. Mike O'Meara.
Uh-oh.
Hello, O'Meara.
Oh, dear.
What kind of drum set do you play? Do you like to hit the skins soft? Or hard? Are you sleeping in your car right now?
No.
Love you lots.
Tama.
Signed, your...
Hit him hard, Tama.
Orange. Peel.
Your orange.
Old email message. From Russell Sokolsky. Subject. Slam ball.
Slam ball.
You guys rock. That's for Tim.
Thank you.
Don.
Yeah.
You may remember this tune from your early radio days.
All right.
You can dance. You can jive. Having the time of your life. See that girl, watch that scene. Dig in the dancing queen. Friday night and the lights are low. Looking out for the place to go.
Group ABBA.
Where they play the right music. Getting in the swing. You come in to look for a king. Anybody could be that guy.
Oh my god.
Night is young and the music's high.
This is the whole song.
With a bit of rock music, everything is fine.
Oh yeah.
You're in the mood for a dance.
And
when you get the chance, you are the dancing queen, young and sweet, only 17. Dancing queen, feel the beat from the tambourine. You can dance, you can jive, having the time of your life.
All right,
see that girl, watch that scene, sing in the dancing queen. You're a teaser, you turn apostrophe EM on, leave them burning and then you're gone. Looking out for another, anyone will do. You're in the mood for a dance, and when you get the chance, you are the dancing queen, young and sweet, only 17. Dancing queen, feel the beat from the tambourine. You can dance, you can jive, having the time of your life. See that girl, watch that scene, dig in the dancing queen.
Shut up!
U.S.ing faggots. U.S.ing faggots. Old email message. From Chris. Subject. None.
None.
So Don,
yeah.
You write to J.O. Dry?
Yeah.
I only have one thing to say.
What?
Waddle doodle equals bone dry. Have a nice day. Love, the grease man. Old email message. From him then. Subject. None.
None.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
What are you wearing right now?
Oh, sweater. Dear.
Did you put on the panties I sent you?
Yes, I'm wearing them now.
I'm not wearing anything.
Good for you.
I'm just swinging in the wind.
Oh, wow.
Old email message. From Warren C. Sams. Subject. None.
No subject.
K-E-R-R-I. G-A-N. Spells Kerrigan.
Oh, no.
You guys rock.
No.
And that's for Tim.
Doesn't count.
Old email message. From Mark Franco. Subject. Practice.
Practice.
Hi, Mike. This is Don. I have been working on my accents, and I would like you to give me some feedback.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Here goes.
Okay, go ahead.
First, Mexican.
Okay.
Hi, Mike. This is my Mexican accent.
That's
what
good.
What do you think?
That's pretty good.
Second,
okay.
Italian.
All right, let's hear that one.
Hi, Mike.
Okay.
This is my Italian accent.
Very nice.
I get
How
it.
Was that?
I feel like I'm in Venice.
Third,
I get it.
Uh-huh. French.
French, let me hear your
Hi,
French.
Hi, Mike.
Okay.
This is my French accent.
Very nice.
Even better than the first two.
I get jokes.
Well,
okay. Okay. One last one.
All right.
German.
German, let me hear
Hi,
that.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
This is my German accent.
Right.
I don't know about you, but I am starting to get the hang of this.
There it is.
You guys rock. And Tim is gay. Tootaloo. Ask.
I get jokes.
Old email message.
Wow.
From Jason Hanna. Subject. None.
None.
Don and Mike. Can you keep it down? I'm trying to do drugs.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Wow.
Old email message. Received 10.04 p.m. yesterday. From Maria Crawford. Subject. Don and Mike rock on WISP.
W-I-S-P.
That's for you, Tim.
That's for you, Tim.
Don and Mike, my name is Buzz. I do not get enough airtime on the show S equals, so I set up this computer to disguise my voice as I read the emails. Pretty equals slick. By the way, Don, please remember to introduce me at the beginning equals name of the show.
Or else.
I can become very angry if I'm ignored.
Uh-oh.
Cicerelli, Buzz equals Burbank. Old email message. From Leo 2K, subject. The Buzz Experiment.
The Buzz Experiment.
Zip. There goes out my little Buzz. Hey, wait, Buzzy Toad. Slap. 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 Oh, hey, baby. Yank. Yank. Wow, you was ready, little man. Or was you? Puzz. 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 Toss. Toss.
What's he doing?
Yes. Okay. Yes, you are.
The hell's going on?
No. Okay, I'm following this one now.
I'm trying to. Okay. Help us out.
Zip, there goes out my little Buzz.
Right.
Oh.
Hey, wake Buzzito.
You mean wake Buzzito?
Wake Buzzito. Slap, slap, slap. Oh, hey, baby. Yank, yank. Wow, you was ready, little man, was you? Puff, puff, puff.
Oh.
Cough. So he has Buzz. He has Buzz.
Wheezing getting, and coughing?
Getting his jerk on. No, and also.
Okay. I get too much information.
Doing the wacky tobacco.
Too complex.
So we can watch the Tracy Lords on DVD.
Uh-huh.
You like that? Whack. Wake. Whack. Yep. Hold, please. I forgot the K. Why? J before my. But plug. Whack.
No, wait a
whack.
Minute.
Whack. Eat. Oh, Tracy, you look suffering good. Whack, wake, whack. Oh, I'm so close. Puzz, puzz, puzz. Dish it, be dot on bay man. Choke, choke. Whack, whack, whack. Yes, Tracy, let's go to get her. Whack, whack, whack. Here I go. Pinch it off a taint, and... Oh yes, but... Where's the mess? Gone. Where did it go?
Don't know.
Don't know. Tracy, it's in your mouth.
Oh.
Do not just play with it. Swallow. Swallow it now.
Oh boy.
You useless bitch. Peace.
A lot of issues with this one, yeah.
Because I was just blessing.
Ah.
Man. Much love from... The head SC in Baytown, Calvade. Hold email message.
One more.
From wow. May. Wow. Subject. No subject.
No subject.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
This is your D&D here. I just wanted to let you know that it really hurts me when you do not loop it up first. I know you are a real man, but please listen to my pal Mike. I like how he loops his up first. Also, I hate it when you place me in that smelly sock. I don't like it in there. It's like rubbing me with sandpaper. And by the way, I think I got athlete's foot from it last time you played with me. So, on the way home, can you stop by the drugstore and pick up some D&B spray for me?
There are no more messages.
There you go.
Wow.
Man, some of our little computer nuts seem to really enjoy the self-pleasure angle.
Yes, still not bored with it.
No, I love it. I do. I love it.
Still not bored with it.
Absolutely. Man.
Keep it coming.
So to speak.
Thanks to Verizon Unified Communications.
Very good.
Are you Unified? 877-572-UNIFY. You can send us those emails to be read by the computer. Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com.
Fantastic.
Now, next on the show, here we go. This is the very confusing Hotwire.com contest.
But we're going to unconfuse it for everybody.
Yes, we have out of the, give me credit, 300 people actually figured out how to do the contest.
Okay, that's a good thing.
Then you go to Hotwire.com.
Get the fare for where you want to go.
And then you fax us a copy of that.
And a cover letter explaining why you want to go see your mom.
And we have, we've cut it down to the top 10.
Good, we're going
to
read them?
Yeah, we'll read the top 10 letters.
Good.
And then we'll vote and we'll call one of these people and give them $1,000 and $1,000 in airfare to go visit their mom on Mother's Day.
That's great news.
Courtesy of Hotwire.com, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
May I help you, sir?
want for order of ribs?
$2.50.
$2.50? How many ribs do I get with that?
About five.
Five? So I guess that's about 50 cents a rib, huh?
Yeah, about.
Okay, let me get one.
Right on. One order. One order of ribs.
No. One rib.
One rib.
I sure am hungry.
Make that one rib to go.
One rib?
One rib. What else?
You got any soda?
$1.
Oh, come on now. Look out for a brother, man. Come on. Hey, take this up. Why don't you let me get a sip for 15 cents?
My cups cost more than 15 cents.
All right, because pour them a hand for a dime.
Look, you greasy-headed Jerry Curl man. Pay me and get the hell out of my store.
You got change for 100?
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
There we go.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
All right. Oh, I'll get a shot for you to win the money with the celebrity verb on today's show.
They've each got a great ass. Don and Mike.
All right, now on to this Hotwire contest. Hotwire.com.
Give it all to you.
We've officially decided to give away the trip to Cancun, Mexico next week on the show.
Still doing the crazy moms?
Well, we're doing crazy moms and crazy dads.
Okay.
We're doing... We've never done this before. We've done contests before where we've done, what would you do to win a prize?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, what would your mom or dad do to win a prize?
Okay.
So we'll have, it's a way of getting crazy moms and crazy dads
to do crazy things.
To do crazy.
They don't have to be crazy now to do crazy things. They could be perfectly normal, just do something crazy. They could be acting crazy now.
Because I'm going to hold on to the craziest mom idea for Mother's Day.
For Mother's Day. So this is, what would your mother or father do?
Yeah, to win a trip to Cancun, Mexico.
There we go. Beautiful.
That is going to be on next week's show, and we're going to save the craziest mom for Mother's Day.
For Mother's Day proper.
Which is actually like 3.5 weeks away.
Because really, when you are getting crazy moms together, it does take a bit of doing. Transporting them.
Corralling
them. Convincing them to leave the home.
Yeah, and the crazy mom contest, that's, for us, that's the hook on Mother's Day.
Right. Absolutely.
Now, the reason we're doing this, the Mother's Day stuff now, is simply because Hotwire.com spends millions of dollars advertising on our show.
And we like them, and we want to keep them as a happy sponsor.
And basically, if they told us to take a number two and eat it, we would say, thank you, may we have some more?
Sure.
Yeah, but not straight.
No, I mean, we'd have...
I'd water it down or something.
Like crackers?
Yeah, jalapenos, yeah, like saute.
We'd have something on.
I couldn't eat it just by itself.
Anyway,
what do you think I am?
Hotwire.com. Oh, and Mike looked at the pictures of Heloise online.
I am all over that. I am all over that. Go, Mike.
Be honest.
You want to be real honest?
Yeah.
To be real honest, I didn't want to give this detail out on the air, but I got a little wood.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
When I looked at it, especially the one where she was standing up facing the camera directly with her snow white locks.
And an old ugly brush she is.
Oh, she's kind of button nose.
Lovely.
The picture with the ironing board?
Yeah, that's the one that made me, actually made me moist.
I bet you've got a few hints for her.
I do. I give her a hint.
Yeah. Heloise.
Yeah, let me take you from behind.
So here's Jess.
Oh, wow.
How very bold you are.
No, not that. Now, it always is that with you. It's simply... No, it's Bow Wow. Just a Bow Wow. But you always... There are other things that go on when a woman faces
you
that way.
Let me take you from behind.
Yes, I understand that. But you're just so fixated on the buttock, about the hole.
That's what's...
you're fixated on food, where food comes out. I was simply talking about a position that I would find.
Simply that.
Simply that. Simply that would be my hint for her.
Okay.
I would say turn over.
Let me take you for a bar.
That's it. That would be my hint.
All right. Here's the deal.
Hold me and put on Buzz's cologne.
Here you go. Hotwire.com is giving us $1,000 cash and $1,000 travel certificate.
Wow.
To go visit your mom on Mother's Day.
I can't wait.
Here are the letters that we have selected to be the finalists. We will select one, and then we will call and award the prize.
Should we throw in a bottle of Buzz's cologne?
First. Yes, 12 ounces of Elston's Whole Cake. Now, number five.
The first letter is one that I know you've heard before.
Very good.
And we've decided to leave the guy in, just for the hell of it.
Good.
Dear Don and Mike, here is the price for the visit I would like to take to see my mother. Actually, it's my mother-in-law. You see, she's ill.
Oh, dear.
My wife is now taking care of her, and it'd be a nice surprise to show up in Lima, Peru. On Mother's Day to see her. After all, this would be one last time I can share with her.
You get that wrong every team.
If you would make this possible.
We've just gotten silly.
Fook you. Now that shouldn't be deleted out.
I don't think it should be. No, not at all.
F-O-O-C-K.
Right. Exactly.
After all, this will be one last time I can see her. If you can make this possible, it would really make my day. Hope to hear from you. Leroy. Now, we've had Leroy on the air. He's the guy we argued about.
Was just very unpleasant.
The mother-in-law with pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, and you know what? The more Leroy talked, the more we got mad at him.
Believe him anyway.
Don and Mike.
I don't either.
I am hereby submitting myself into your Hotwire trip giveaway. As ones of the tens of people who will be vying for this opportunity. No. Listen, a couple hundred people got the concept.
Hey, it's a bad attitude he's showing there.
Yeah. Let me say this. You would be making my mother and my son's grandmother incredibly happy if you chose me as your winner. I moved to D.C. a year and a half ago from Detroit, much to my mom's chagrin. Since then, she's seen her grandson only 3 times, and it breaks her heart. Please take this opportunity to bring a family together on the most joyous of Hallmark holidays. Keith, DA at large, and he went on hotwire.com, only $176.
Wow. Yeah, but I tell you, listening to that letter.
You're thinking of Heloise.
I am. I just think that Keith's a little too clever for his own good.
Don and Mike from Sybil, rehotwire.com. Hey, what about Sacramento?
Yeah.
Maybe you'll pick the winner today. Sacramento always gets screwed. Mike, Robbie, you going to do the Sacramento dance
now? They're doing it now.
He's doing the Sacramento
dance. With panache.
Right now. Which seems to be very similar to what Mike would like to do to Hints from Heloise. From behind. My mom does live in Hawaii. Did the work on hotwire.com, $715 round trip. Toodaloo ass, that's from Linda.
All right. Very nice letter.
That one didn't do anything for me. Dear Don and Mike. Oh, no, this one I think we talked to this guy as well. Dear Don and Mike, no bull ass. My mom just found out she has multiple sclerosis.
Yeah, we talked to this guy. Mm-hmm.
We were talking this past Sunday about me coming to visit, but I cannot afford it. It'd be great if you picked me. I think we disqualified him. We said we were looking for a better disease
than
multiple sclerosis, which is when a guy with pancreatic cancer came in.
And it wasn't even truly diagnosed. His mother just feared it because she got the shakes.
Yeah, so he's out.
Good day to you.
Dear Don and Mike, please, please, please enter me into the Fly to See Your Mom Mother's Day contest with Hotwire.com. Come on, how often does someone have the opportunity to fly to beautiful Waterloo, Iowa?
Wow.
This is from Nicole in Green Bay. It would cost her $203 on Hotwire to fly to Waterloo, Iowa.
Waterloo, Iowa.
Dear Don and Mike, I cannot see my mom right now. It is an 8-hour flight, and I only get there on Christmas vacation. Come on, guys, help me. Hold on, and I will bring you guys an original. You know what? See, the thing is, the guy put some kind of a font.
Oh, yeah, that fake handwriting.
He's out. A font that I really can't read.
Wow.
He's out. You know what? You're right.
Yeah, he's out. Ugly font, stupid writing.
Screw him. Can't read it? You're out of the contest.
Sorry.
F your mother.
Wow.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Happy Mother's. This is what Hotwire wanted right here.
They spelled it out.
The touchy feeling.
F your mother from behind.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I like Joe Pesci and Goodfellas.
I thought I told you. I helped your mother.
Bing, bang, zoom.
Hi, Don and Mike. I heard about your Mother's Day contest today on the radio and decided to enter. I'm from Canada.
Well, kind of. Now stop.
Got to disqualify that, right there.
You're not even going to finish the letter.
No, I'm from Canada.
Well, the English is awfully good for Canada.
And I moved to the U.S. 2 years ago. This is my second tour of duty in the USA as I worked for FEMA in D.C. 3 years ago. That's when I first heard you guys. My current job was a bad idea as I got hired onto the Port Authority of New York in New Jersey, and we know what happened here. Anyway, my angle to win the contest is the town name in which my mother and father live in. Wolfville, Nova Scotia, Canada. It's an odd name. I thought I'd give it a try. The town has 5,000 people. It's too small for even stoplights. I'd love to visit her on Mother's Day and tell her about my second angle to win the contest. I found out last night my wife is pregnant. That's right, our first baby. I've been pretty screwy since the World Trade Center thing, but last night when my wife took the test, a bunch of my depression faded away.
Oh,
nothing will make me forget, but this new happy chapter has helped. I'd love to tell Mom about it in person.
Can I see the letter?
Yeah.
Because you know, I love Canadians, and I think...
There you go.
American.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry.
It's a combination of Canadians and working the World Trade Center into it. And
our winner is out there somewhere.
I know we're going to get the right letter. You know, that D.C. letter was an interesting letter we got.
Dear Don and Mike, this is pretty easy from Jerrica in New Jersey. Please pick me. My mom moved to Myrtle Beach in January. You guys rock.
Set it aside.
It's pretty simple.
Set it aside.
Pretty simple. And only $205 from New Jersey to Myrtle Beach. Okay?
Go to the Dixie Stampede down there.
Right. Don and Mike Show. Hi, my name is Derek. I am a student in Madison, Wisconsin. I listen to your show on 100X FM. I'm hoping to win your Hot Wire contest. My mom is not terminally ill, nor am I hoping to get away from her. However, my mom does have a problem. She lives in Scranton, PA. Have you guys ever heard of Scranton?
Sure.
Have you ever been to Scranton? If you haven't, let me give you a brief description. It's known as the Classy Appalachians. The motto is the mullet, not just your grandmother's hairstyle anymore. Scranton is like one big bus station, except bus stations have plumbing.
Wow!
Now my quandary. Would anyone pay $200 to go to this godforsaken hellhole? I certainly do not want to cough up that kind of dough. That's like asking you guys to poop in a bag and charging me $200. It's like paying Buzz $200 to press on my taint so I don't get DNA on myself. It's like paying $200 to have Mike's personal life.
Oh!
Wow. Oh!
Don, it's like investing $200 into any show on TNN.
Oh, man.
It's just not worth it. That's why I write you today. Please choose me to win the contest so I don't have to have Buzz touching my goop while I sit in front of the TV watching Slam Ball and drinking Jameson's. Good day to you, sir.
You know, he slammed me there, but then he got me back with the Jamesons right at the end. Right. So put that aside.
That's finalist.
That's definitely a finalist.
You're Don and Mike. Yeah, it was $190, his round-trip airfare.
Wow.
And if you hit the $1,000 travel from Hotwire...
You can buy your mom a nice gift.
No, listen to you. But what you do is, like, you take $190,
right,
fly to see your mom.
Sure.
Like, you pocket the $800 for yourself.
Amen.
You fly somewhere nice like Florida.
Right. That's right.
Dear Don and Mike, can you please enter me in your Mother's Day contest? My mother passed away last year. Bless her soul. Hotwire does not have any fares to heaven. I thought if I could go to Jamaica, maybe I could go see Miss Cleo. Ah, ha, ha, ha. I am sure with Miss Cleo's help, I'd be able to contact my mother and wish her a happy Mother's Day.
Jamaica.
If nothing else, it would make the mother of my children happy. Good day to you, sir.
Wow.
Nels and Carol, Cottage Grove, Wisconsin.
That's just a clever angle. That should be a finalist right there.
That's
absolutely.
A good one. That
is a good one.
$534 round trip.
Worth
it. Talk to Ms. Cleo.
I like that. My mother is dead. Hotwire doesn't have any hot fares to heaven.
Not yet.
That's a good one. Donna Mike, here's my flight on Hotwire from Spokane, Washington to Costa Rica. I want to see my girlfriend's mom on Mother's Day. Before you say BS on that, I've been seeing her for 3 years and she lives in Costa Rica. We're very close and her mom has treated me as one of her own children. I would like to go see her and thank her for singing Happy Birthday to Me in English since she does not speak English. It sounded funny. I know she's not my real mom, but I think of her as my mother. F you.
That's a free fishing trip that guy wants.
F you. F her. F her in Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican?
Yeah, if you don't fly.
Sorry,
there.
Costa Rica. Excuse me. Okay, now the next one we have is from Allison.
Oh, Allison.
And Allison sent two different versions.
Okay.
The sympathy version and the truthful version.
Very good. Okay, that's one. Hey, that's clever.
Dear Don and Mike, sympathy version.
Number one.
Dear Don and Mike, I would like to send my mother to Florida to see my grandmother on Mother's Day. My grandmother moved from New York 10 years ago with my grandfather, who passed away last year. She has no family down there and often speaks of her family and friends in New York. She doesn't do well with the heat and says she can't get boar's head bologna or decent bread down there.
Tell she go to Florida if she can't stand the heat.
She sends cards for every holiday and enjoys hearing about the family every Sunday. My father recently quit his job to follow his dream of opening his own business. This has changed things financially for my parents, and my mom's not been able to fly down. I want to win the ticket because I know it would make them both very happy to see each other on Mother's Day. The truth. Dear Don and Mike, my grandmother's a total pain in the ass and has made my mother feel horrible about not coming to see her. She hates Florida but refuses to move because she's already divided her assets equally for her children and grandchildren, even though she's in good health. She could probably find the bologna and bread if she didn't go to the same goddamn grocery store 2 blocks from our house every Thursday. She is super anal about everyone getting exactly the same amount of cards, money, etc. My sister's birthday is not until the summer after the postage is supposed to change, and I'll expect I will get that 3 cents added to my Christmas check. She talks about New York as if it's exactly as it was when she lived there, but the truth is, all of her friends are dead.
Oh, God.
The weekly phone call is less merciful than a car accident, more like asphyxiation.
Oh, wow.
You can feel the guilt and judgment filling your lungs, slowly sucking the life from your body.
Oh, man.
If I win the ticket, I can't surprise her, or she'll be pissed off that she didn't have notice to defrost some cheese. I want to win the ticket because if you don't pay for it, we aren't going. Then if she dies, we'll feel bad. If I'm not able to give the ticket to my mom, I'd like to visit her, see my second hot wire rate. She lives 20 minutes from me, but I'll take the layover in Hawaii.
Oh, man. Who's that from?
That's from Allison H.
Oh.
Lisa, you got a phone number for that one?
Yeah, Allison.
Honey, I don't see a phone number for this one.
That's strong.
That's good.
That's another phone
number. That is real, real strong. That's hope she didn't put a phone number in there.
Donna Mike, please send me to see my mommy for Mother's Day so she can meet my fiancé.
Yeah, that last letter, is that's a tough one to follow.
My husband and I got together because of your show. We worked together and found out we both listen to you. We started emailing each other. We're getting
so romantic.
F you.
Does anybody not like Allison's letter?
One more. No. Donna Mike. Hello, here's my request for you to see my mother. I'm a big fan. Love to see my mother on Mother's Day. Best Mother's Day present.
You know,
here's what we're down to, okay?
All right.
Okay.
We are down to, these are the ones we selected as the finalists.
Okay.
We've either got the people from Wisconsin.
Right.
Whose mother is dead.
Yeah, and he wants to go to Jamaica.
They want to go to Jamaica to see Miss Cleo.
Right, right.
Then we have another guy from Wisconsin who told us about Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, very funny letter.
Guy who wants to go to Scranton. I mean, he doesn't want to go to Scranton.
No, but I think also reading these letters and narrowing it down to the three finalists, I think people are getting an idea of what we looked for in one of these contests.
Yeah. And then we had this one, which we loved just because it was simple. Donna Mike, please pick me. My mom moved to Myrtle Beach in January.
Right.
That was simple.
Sure, just simple and to the point. Yep.
And the one we liked the best was the last one we read.
Allison.
From Allison.
Hysterical.
The one with two versions. That to me should be the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Is Joe looking for that number now? Because we can't find the girl's phone number. Hello, Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, hi. I just wanted to say the last one that you read with two versions.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
That one for me.
That one for me. No finalist. That, you know, hands down, that's the one.
That is. I think we all agree.
I agree. That
but she was so busy writing comedy, she didn't include a phone number?
I don't know, because we have the phone number.
We have the phone number. Good news.
It's that guy again.
This call has been deleted due to profanity.
That's the guy.
Wow.
The guy who incidentally claims he doesn't listen to the show.
But he listens every day.
Yet every day calls us up and calls us effing faggots.
He was very passionate that time.
Every single day.
Wow.
The guy calls the show. Tommy from Philadelphia.
Tommy.
Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I'm calling about this contest.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. Did they, I tried faxing over,
Were you talking to us, first of all?
You're talking
okay,
to us.
Okay, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
All right. Hey, Don, I'm an alumni of Earl B. Wood Junior High School myself.
Oh, from Rockville, Maryland. Gotcha.
Rockville, Maryland. I used to live across the street in those townhouses.
Right, gotcha. What can I do for you?
I tried to fax over an entry to you guys, and is the number only on a certain time? I tried to do it last night and tried to do it this morning before I went to work.
It's entirely possible that the machine simply ran out of paper.
It is.
That happens occasionally.
And none of our crack employees, many of them on crack, bothered to change the paper.
Joe sometimes uses the paper in the fax machine for other uses.
Could be.
Okay.
Was it funny?
I'm sorry, Charlie.
I screwed up again. I mean, it was a truthful story about my wife. I mean,
okay.
Hopefully you got it.
Wouldn't have won anyway.
You
wouldn't have won.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, you wouldn't have won.
You went to junior high with me, but you wouldn't have won. Listen, we're going to break. We're going to research and see if we can find this girl, Allison, and call her and give her the great news.
That is some seriously funny stuff.
That she is the big winner. And
funny stuff.
And if she, how about this? If we can't get a hold of her.
Right.
Because that's part of the deal. We got to get a hold of them.
Yeah.
Who do we go to next? How about?
Scranton.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I would vote for the people from Wisconsin whose mom was dead.
They want to go to Jamaica, but Scranton, remember the quality of the effort that's put forth. You know, the comedy writing, funny stuff.
And you know what, actually, I guess we didn't say...
She gets the serious business of comedy.
We didn't say in the rules you had to be at home.
Right.
So officially, this girl, Allison, is going to win.
Yeah, I hope we get in touch with her.
We're going to call her and call her mother.
Is that
a
seriously funny stuff?
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me.
Jeremy Coleman still can't be found.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's totally left the building, and Ken didn't know where he was either.
Wow.
That's not good.
Well, what better go up on the roof?
My goodness.
You can see
if
he's up there.
Great Spider-Man prizes.
And to answer those who might be wondering... We will be here until the end.
Yeah,
absolutely. We will be here until the very end.
Absolutely.
They can bring in new PDs all they want.
Right.
We ain't going anywhere.
We're
going
to be here, ladies and gentlemen.
As long as the guy with the bad skin down the hall.
That's it.
Has the corner office.
Suburban pool.
We're here.
We're here. We're queer.
We're not going skiing.
We're going to call now the winner of our Mother's Day contest.
Very good.
Allison. Robbie, would you do the honors?
Try
the work number. And while you're trying my five there.
Like a 2004 Toyota for just $9,777.
Of course, there's always people who have opposing points of view.
That's not saying.
When we do a contest. Here's John. Hi, John.
Yeah, that's not fair.
What's not fair?
It's not fair, John.
Because I'm visually impaired. I couldn't write no letter, so I sent the tape, man. I ain't hear no tape coming out. Y'all playing no tape or nothing.
Well, I didn't receive a tape.
Where did you send the tape to? The excitement continues as today's satellite celebrates the grand opening of their new offices in Sacramento.
How do you know that you sent it? You're blind.
Limited time promotion.
How do I know I sent it?
Right now, today's satellite will professionally
don't answer a question with a question.
I got somebody to do it for.
Absolutely.
You
send a tape
right
for
now
when it's a
satellite. We'll keep
you know, fax
full 3 months of programming, including all your local must-carry channels.
Well, you fax it. I mean, blind people send faxes.
$49.99.
Dog, you read the letter to the same dog who you had sent it to.
Dish Network's 501 receiver.
And then they fax it in.
It's capable of recording up to 35 hours.
You're not blind.
Crystal clear television.
Answering every question with a question.
I can barely hear, and I was making sure I heard what he said.
Let me ask Joe back at the station.
Trying to buck on me?
When did you...
Yeah, trying to buck on you. Listen, Stevie Wonder. When did you send the tape?
Stevie Wonder.
When did you send the tape?
You little white Eminem.
When did you send the tape?
Well,
can't say that either.
This call has been deleted due to profanity.
Wow. He wanted me to SSD.
Yeah. He didn't want to answer the question as to when he sent the tape.
No.
We were trying to get to the bottom of it, and he said S my D.
Yeah. You got offended when I called him Stevie Wonder.
Man, oh man.
That's a compliment in my book.
I was going to ask him how he uses an ATM. Get to the bottom of that.
All right, let's welcome to the Don and Mike show. Now, she was listening, Rob?
She knows exactly what's going on.
Oh,
she
that's good
very
news.
Happy.
Let's welcome Allison.
Hi, Allison.
Oh,
hi, Allison.
Yes.
You are a funny writer, Allison.
Allison, where do you live, honey?
Down in Stafford.
Stafford, Virginia. Well, yeah. In fact, you have won $1,000 cash.
Yay.
And a $1,000 travel certificate from Hotwire to visit your mom for Mother's Day.
Thank you.
If you're looking for a better travel deal, log on to Hotwire for deep discounts on flights, hotel rooms, and rental cars. Hotwire partners with quality travel companies to bring you amazing deals. Log on to Hotwire today to see how much you can save on your next trip. And now the best part of this contest. You give Rob your mom's phone number off the air, and we call your mom.
My grandmother?
Your grandmother, right.
Yeah, we're going to call your lovely grandmother.
We get to tell your grandmother, who goes to the same goddamn grocery store to get
two blocks
the same
away.
Goddamn bologna.
But see, it is Thursday, so she's at the goddamn grocery store. Does that mean I don't get to win the money?
No, we contacted you. That's what matters. But we'd love to get your grandmother on the goddamn phone.
Hold on. Give Rob the goddamn number. Hold on a second, please. Okay, Rob, would you get the goddamn number?
Yeah. Man, I just don't have my goddamn bologna here. And the bologna gets so hot in the heat.
And also, we got a call to make sure that the grandma really exists.
Yeah. Have you ever had hot bologna? Have you ever had, fried bologna?
I've got something in my pants right now.
I love fried bologna.
Are you kidding? Yeah.
Probably the worst things you can eat, but it's fantastic.
I wouldn't eat it if I was starving.
Bologna?
I
love bologna.
I hate bologna.
I love fried bologna sandwiches.
I hate it. You know, I would hate it when my mom would make me a bologna sandwich for school.
You ever have hot bologna? Like a fried bologna and cheese sandwich?
Ugh.
Okay. Man, I could have one right now.
Yuck.
You know that place we went to that just serves peanut butter and jelly?
Right. Yeah.
But they had one, didn't they?
They might.
They might have had a fried bologna sandwich.
You know the grandmother's number? What's her name?
May.
May.
Look at May.
Look at May.
8-6-1-8. Beautiful.
And it's Thursday, so she could be in the store. They'll probably travel during her month.
So you think that the
lovely month of May.
Hey, yeah, you think she's there?
Could be.
Let me try to make you a bologna sandwich that would curl your hair.
Hello, Allison?
Yes, sir.
So you think your grandma's there now?
I hope not.
You don't like talking to grandma?
Well, do I get to tell her that I won because I really want to come see her?
Yeah, we won't let the cat out of the bag.
You can lie to her, sure.
Yeah, we wouldn't bust you.
Yeah, listen, I see here that the airfare is like only $155.
Yeah, I'm making my mom go, yeah.
So you're making your mom go. See, that's a good deal.
I'm not going by myself.
Okay, now, with the rest of the money, you know, you get $1,000 from Hotwire. I mean, you get $1,000 cash, and you get $1,000 travel from Hotwire.
Okay.
So really, that's a huge, but we want to thank Hotwire for that.
So you're going to have extra money left over.
So they get the $1,000 of travel and $1,000 cash?
Right.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, so where else?
And she's like $1,800 ahead right now.
So where else are you going to go? There's no answer.
May's at the grocery store.
Is there an answering machine?
Not even that.
Oh, my God.
Does she not have an answering machine?
I honestly don't know.
Hold on.
I know that.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. Keep in touch.
No. I swear, I got the thing right in front of me because, to be honest with you, I had to go online and get the number because I don't even have it.
You had to go online to get your grandma's number?
On her website.
I'm at work.
What? Oh.
So I had to pull it offline, and it's even still listed under my grandfather's name, who, as you know, is deceased.
Right, but you really do have a grandmother, right?
How about this? My father is here. I work in a whole business. My father is here laughing at me
put your dad on the phone.
Yeah, okay.
Better talk to him.
Dad!
You know, it's tough to to suspect everybody, but we have to do it.
Yeah, that's okay. I told him he couldn't leave the office because I knew that I might need verification.
It's our way.
Yeah.
All right, put your dad on.
Hey, Rob.
Hi. This is Don and Mike.
Hi, you're on with Don and Mike.
Yes, sir.
Is this Allison's dad?
It is, in fact.
And Allison works in the big family business?
It's a small family business, but she does.
You want to give it a plug or not?
That's okay. We're a law firm.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. No need for a plug.
All right. Well, then if she's working at a law firm, she's probably not lying.
What city does the grandmother live in?
In Spring Hill, Florida.
Is that correct, Rob?
I'm checking right now.
We're going to find out.
I have been there many times.
All right, hold on. We're just going to find out if that is...
Well, your daughter's a very clever and funny writer.
Rob somehow has devised a way to find out if they're...
We're just checking the story. You would understand that being an attorney, that we're just checking everything out.
Understand.
To make sure everything is on the up and up.
What's her husband's, the widowed husband's name?
It was Peter.
Peter.
Peter. All right.
God.
We are sleuths on this show. Yeah.
Really, this is the goddamn Inquisition.
But I believe her. I believe Jill. I totally believe her. I think we're just going to be, everything's going to be confirmed.
You mean Allison?
Allison.
Allison.
Wasn't Jill?
No.
No. Well, where the hell I got that from? Maybe that's Heloise's real name.
O-L-S-E-N.
Rob is still trying to verify this.
Rob's a very trusting individual.
Rob's giving this the Heloise treatment.
What kind of law you practice over there, counselor?
Oh, we basically do family law.
Family law. Oh, good. How are you? Hope you're having a nice day.
Family law. There you go, Mike.
I always like those family lawyers. Just kidding, sir. You didn't seem to be laughing there at all.
Information is having trouble.
Did we lose?
But they found the numbers.
Did we lose Dad here?
No, he's still here.
Still here.
So you believe him, Rob?
I do.
Then, in fact, I can tell you. Put your daughter back on the phone, please.
That's right.
Alrighty, one second.
You can go back to taking somebody's fortune.
No, she held me here from a deposition to make sure.
That's right.
I didn't get away.
Go ahead.
You can go back from taking 50% of some man's money.
There you go. Go ahead. Enjoy.
Back to work, scourge of the people.
Right.
Listen. Oh, Mike, remind me, I got to tell you something about Jeff Gordon. You're really going to love this.
Really? Okay,
I mean,
good.
You'll be able to relate to it.
Fantastic.
Congratulations, Allison.
Thank you.
$1,000 cash, $1,000 travel certificate. Send your mother down to Florida.
And then you use the rest to have fun.
Yes. Great.
Thank you so much. Thank you, honey. Thank you for listening.
Okay.
Thank you for entering.
Thank you.
This most convoluted of contests.
Thank you to Allison and her parasite father.
Ed.
Hi. How's it going, Don and Mike? You guys rule.
Thank you, Mike.
Listen, what if that wasn't her father? Oh. How did you know that that's really her father?
Well, I got news for you.
Been some guy that was with her.
Well, what we do a little of our preliminary sleuthing on the air, but we actually do follow up in great detail off the air.
The fax that came in has the name of the law office on the top of it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're not lying to us.
It says it's legal assistant.
Right there.
Okay. Yeah. Just making sure. I was about to say, if you want, you should call her mother up.
How do we know you're you?
Yeah, right. Thank you.
How do we know that we're we?
No one doubts more than we doubt.
Right.
But thank you, my friend. Thank you, Ed.
I understand. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Too funny. Now, are you going to tell me this Jeff Gordon thing now or later?
It's just something I heard it on the news and I thought you could relate to it.
Oh, dear.
That, you know, Jeff Gordon's wife left him. Mm-hmm. She's suing him for divorce.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a total parallel to what you're going through, but I thought you could feel some empathy for Jeff Gordon.
Yes, go.
Jeff Gordon now is suing his wife.
Really?
Because he says that she does not deserve 50% of his money.
Right.
Because Jeff Gordon, because, you know, her whole thing is he wouldn't be where he is without me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. His defense is, I get in a race car and go 200 miles and put my life on the line.
Risk
my
life.
She has nothing to do with that. She deserves
dick. You know who's going to win on that one?
Who?
The lawyers.
Right.
Always. There's one thing you learn when you go around the horn right away.
Amen.
You learn that one easy.
Amen.
Yeah, Jeff Gordon's really going to enjoy spending about $500,000 to come up with Bupkis.
Amen.
I'm serious.
And I saw Jeff Gordon was on with Kelly Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Regis was on vacation. And she says, so we're very happy to have with us the guest host, Jeff Gordon, NASCAR driver. And they sit down at the desk, and she says, now, Jeff, I know you've been going through some personal stuff recently, and I know, you know, it's been in the newspaper.
Right.
And the first thing he says is, well, I'd just like to say that's between me and my wife. I love her. We're going to work everything out. We're going to handle this like the good friends we are. And all I know is that this weekend when I go down to Talladega, I'll be putting my life on the line, driving that car 200 miles an hour, risking life and limb.
Yeah, that's right out of...
To win the Talladega 500.
That's right out of a lawyer's mouth, right?
So
talk about how you're risking your life.
So, it's like the first thing the guy says on TV
right.
is, yeah, she's my best friend. I hope I work things out.
Sure.
I hope I win this race in Talladega, of course. I'm down there risking my life.
Risking my life every day.
Risking my life every day.
Every day.
For ye.
Ye.
Who is this? Jerrica? Am I getting that name right? Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, it's Jerrica. I was a contestant.
Jerrica. Jerrica. You
pronounced my name correctly, too. I was really impressed.
You sent the letter that we liked. It was the simplest. It was just, my mom is in Myrtle Beach. Please send me.
Exactly. I'm a little insulted that I didn't realize I should have been really funny, and this girl doesn't even seem excited about $1,000 and a free trip.
Do you have a brother named Joshua?
I have a sister named Jersey, actually.
Okay.
All right.
Believe it or not.
All right, Jerrica, get over it. But thank you for listening, honey.
Could you have written up Joshua fit the battle
bye-bye.
Of Jerrica.
Hello, Don the Mike Show.
Sorry.
Hello.
Don?
Yes?
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
You guys rock, and that's for Tim.
Thank you.
I had a celebrity sighting the other day.
Only if you mentioned our names.
Oh, of course I did.
Who was it?
Willard Scott.
Oh, good old Willard. How's he doing?
He's doing great. He was Willard.
Where was Willard? Well, Willard's always Willard.
Steve Burlington up here in Vermont. I'm calling from the Time Machine.
Right.
He came for the Broadcasters Awards or whatever.
I love Willard.
And I'm a driver, so I took him to the hotel.
Yeah.
And we stopped off at Ben and Jerry's for a milkshake.
Willard, man.
Of course you did.
Willard's
and
the
while
best.
There, I asked him about you guys. And
right.
He says he's an occasional listener. He likes you guys.
Good. We like him, too.
And he said... You know, but...
I think this guy's lying and he's going to start burping.
No, no. He says, you know, they get away with so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, they disguise everything. Then he goes, then he whispers in Ben and Jerry's, he goes, yeah, but they say the word pussy.
Are you telling the truth?
I am absolutely the God.
That is so funny.
Do you swear to God?
I swear to God, when I took him back to the airport, about the time he was to leave, we had an earthquake.
Oh, that's wow. Right, up there. You did have the earthquake.
Yeah, I picked him up at 5 a.m., and it was, you know, like 7 o'clock.
Oh,
they say
God.
The word pussy. He whispered it in the store there.
Wow. Willard's the best.
All right. Thank
I love Willard.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye. You guys rock.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Willard. Good old Willard.
Yeah. But they say the word pussy.
That's a word you would have heard on the Joy Boys.
Hello, Denise.
Hi, it's Ed Wagner.
Denise?
Yeah.
Pussy.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. You guys rock.
Thank you.
You, Tim.
Thank you, honey.
All right. Now, I love listening to you guys every day.
But
Jeff Gordon don't have a hick accent.
Yeah, that's true. He doesn't.
No,
but, you know, we're doing the NASCAR thing, so...
Yeah, I understand that. I'm a NASCAR fan also, I know.
I'm out there risking
no,
my life.
No, he don't sound like that.
I know he don't
he
sound
don't
like that.
He don't sound like that.
I know he doesn't. I'm just kidding.
All right.
Now, what are you getting so upset about?
Oh, well, I'm not upset at all.
Yeah, what the hell do you call about something like that? How ridiculous is that?
No. I mean,
for God's sake, we're just trying to do a radio show. We're doing a radio show here. I don't understand why you don't like that.
I'll stop.
Thank you, Les, every day.
It's a little fun.
Thank you, honey.
Have a nice day. Bye.
She seemed nice.
She don't like that.
Bye-bye.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is.
Me.
He made it up.
Made a guy cry last night.
He did.
He is.
And the inventor of Hold Me Cologne. I can do it again.
Buzz Burbank. Buzz, what is the lead story today?
Today, an explosion in New York sets off old fears.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That's very...
I'm Jeff Gordon, professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Artfully avoiding terms like Jew, fag, and retard. It's Don and Mike.
Well, not always. Here's your phone numbers. 877-365-3636. That's the national number. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027. We forgot to do this contest. Let's try this now. Call number 100. Give you a chance to win $4,000.
All right.
With the secret celebrity burp. Dial recklessly right now, you animals. We'll do the contest during the first break of the Buzz News Show. So call now, call 100, and here is Michael Elston.
Hi, Don and Mike. A 10-story residential building in New York's Chelsea neighborhood partially collapsed today after an explosion inside. 50 people were hurt in the blast when the building's boiler exploded.
Jesus, 10 stories?
Yeah, no one was killed, and it only partly collapsed. One side of the building collapsed. No one was killed. 6 people are in critical condition, however. More than 100 New York firefighters answered the call. The blast blew out windows along West 19th between 6th and 7th Avenues. New Yorkers were relieved to hear that it was not another terrorist attack.
Does anybody know how close we were to that area last night?
Yeah, that's right. We were right on top of it.
Yeah, that's like...
Isn't that the way people try to marry themselves to a tragedy?
Yeah, right. That's exactly what I was doing. Thank God it was just last night we were at Chelsea Pier bowling.
You know, it's funny when you hear the guy was doing that about, 9-11, and a comedian was doing that thing where people try to attach themselves to the tragedy, and somebody says, I was 10 minutes away from being on that train. Well, do you take that train normally?
No.
Yeah, God. The FBI says we're still facing more terrorist attacks and that the next round will likely target banks, supermarkets, or shopping centers. The Bureau says it got this unconfirmed, non-specific information from a captured senior Al-Qaeda official. Officials here say that terrorists are likely to go after softer civilian targets now that security's been tightened at airports and government facilities.
You know, I don't know whether you'd talk about... I guess we have to. I guess that's the way it's always going to be. But, you know, I feel for people that work in banks and stuff like that now. And that's what terror is all about. It's about preventing people from living their lives. And it's unfortunate. You know, it really is that we have to do this.
It's basically...
You want to go somewhere soft...
Right.
Go to Jeremy Colbert's office.
There you go. Absolutely. That's the nut job who hammered.
In there,
that's the softest spot on the face of the earth.
Don Geronimo's naked cruelty incorporated feature. The nut job who hammered some dents into Philadelphia's Liberty Bell is going to have to pay for the damage. 28-year-old Mitchell Juliet, an unemployed drifter.
There you go. I don't believe in liberty.
He says he just wanted to hear the bell ring.
Yeah.
He was arrested a year ago after he pulled a small sledgehammer out of his backpack and hit the bell several times, shouting, God lives.
God lives. Greater control. Less liberty.
Yesterday, a judge sentenced Mitch to 9 months in jail and told him somehow to come up with $7,000, the money it'll take to work out the gouge marks from the famous cracked bell.
Look, Gary, I put another crack in it.
A seminary in New York may be worried it could be hatching more problem priests. The New York Post says St. Joseph's in Yonkers held a meeting last week after it was found that some students had been accessing hardcore gay porn on computers in the library and undergrad residence.
Thank God you arrived late to breakfast today, Mike,
because
I know you would really be against the idea that I came up with.
Oh, really?
I want to just dress John up in a priest outfit.
Right.
And put him in front of, what's that giant church, Rob?
St. Patrick's.
St. Patrick's Church.
Right.
and put them out there like with a copy of Tiger Beat magazine and NSYNC magazines.
Right, right.
Have him out there saying he loves Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not opposed to
you
that.
You don't have a problem with
not
that?
Not one little tiny bit. I think that's a good idea.
John doesn't know anything about that.
You know, you got to go. You know what? You got to go with the headlines.
And and John would be doing more than just holding the magazines.
Yeah, you'll notice that, rightly so. You know, sometimes you just have to take it out of the personal range.
That's
you
right.
Really, you know, absolutely. John, but you know what? I tell people all the time, growing up, you know, we had priests that would come in for dinner all the time. We had one. I'm going back. I'm doing a flashback now on some of the stuff this guy used to say.
Yeah.
Like his favorite movie being Oliver, you know? Really?
Wow.
Really? You know? Yeah. Oh, absolutely. The paper source says the rector called a meeting and, quote, read
rector.
Students the
rector.
Riot Act mm-hmm. and threatened to install internet filters, but the Monsignor tells the paper it's not true and
rector,
said, quote,
I hardly touched her.
I wouldn't comment on this even if it was true.
Wow.
The American cardinals have backed down from a zero-tolerance policy for pedophile priests. Now they say they'll only go after repeat offenders.
Right.
The new decision comes after the meeting with the Pope in which he warned church leaders not to use the kind of communist tactics he saw growing up in Poland.
Sure.
The Pope also talked about forgiveness and God's power to change priests who are willing to change.
Incidentally, did you tell Johnny that if he does do that, there's about a 99% he'll get his ass kicked?
Oh, yeah.
No, John doesn't know anything about it.
Johnny.
It's just one of those funny ideas I had at breakfast.
You know, if it was anybody besides Johnny, too, he'd look good in the suit. The cardinals now say they'll recommend the defrocking of priests who've become notorious in the serial sexual abuse of minors.
You know that song? I'm a girl watcher.
You know, this is the way it always is. Give him a boombox.
Yeah, and he's got the other.
It's raining men.
Yeah. Wait a second. I'm a boy toucher.
Oh, God.
I'm a boy toucher.
Oh, man.
Watching boys go by.
Wow.
My.
Here comes one now.
Hey, we lost contact with a cell phone.
I'm a boy toucher.
All you hear was the sound of...
I'm a boy toucher. Here comes one now.
The man who made famous the low-carb, high-protein diet is out of the hospital after a heart attack. Dr. Atkins.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Critics have said for years the Atkins diet, which mostly ignores fat content, is bad for the heart.
No.
But Dr. Robert Atkins, who keeled over during breakfast 1 week ago today.
Oh, my God.
He says his heart condition is different from the type that would be caused by a high-fat diet.
Give it up, Dr. Atkins.
Of his critics, he says, of course, I expect them to use this against me, but the scientific evidence does not support them. A source tells the New York Post, however, one of his assistants gave him CPR and revived him. His heart stopped. He was clinically dead.
Hold on just a second.
Atkins.
Wow. I'm going to call 100 right now. Hello. Don and Mike's show. Hi.
How's it going? I'm the 100th caller?
Yeah, you sure are. What's your name, my friend?
Bill DeLuca.
Hi, where are you from?
Toms River, New Jersey.
You got the X-Files prize pack. Watch the final episodes of The X-Files Sunday night on Fox. You've also got the Kiss DVD.
Cool.
That's Kiss Exposed, and we'll give you the first season of Oz.
Yay.
On DVD, and that's from HBO, okay?
All right, good.
Now, get ready. You're going to play for $4,000.
Wow, that's serious money.
That's pretty good.
The Secret Celebrity Burp. Here are your clues. Beautiful, inside and out.
Okay.
Highly sexual.
Highly sexual.
And 100% female. All woman.
Now, and I didn't ask you this last time, but I'm going to ask you this now. You're not trying to steer people in the wrong direction, are you?
Rob?
These are helpful hints?
No!
From my words, from my mouth to God's ears.
Perfect.
Mike, look at me. From my mouth to God's ears. When this burper is revealed...
I will agree that it is beautiful on the inside and out, sexual and all woman.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You shall. Good luck for $4,000. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Robert Goulet.
Here we go.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There it is. Oh, that gets me aroused just hearing it. Of course, I know who it is. I picture that delicate mouth, that gross burp coming out.
And the odds are in my favor.
Yeah. Those rosy red lips.
Yeah.
Okay, for $4,000, who is it?
I think it's your wife, Frida.
My wife, Frida.
No.
Oh, we're sorry.
Thank you. Don't forget, every guest is a clue for you. Clue for you. Although she does fit the qualifications.
Yes.
Nay, nay, nay.
Hmm.
Nay, nay. Why are you biting your fingernails again?
It's my nervous little thinking thing that I do. I go like this. I was just biting, chewing on my cuticle and thinking about who this vision of loveliness must be.
We got a break, right? We'll be right back with more Buzz right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
There's no way, no way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch your mama in the mouth.
The Don and Mike Show.
Come, cup their peaches. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Hey, as soon as your emails, computer reads them on the air. Don and Mike at Verizon-UC.com. Next week on the show, what would your mom or dad do to win you a vacation to Cancun, Mexico?
Beautiful Cancun.
Including accommodations at the Camino Real Hotel, courtesy of Dos Equis. First Mexican import draft beer in the United States, Dos Equis. Explore the Double X. We've done these contests for years. We've done What Would You Do? We have never done What Would Your Mom or Dad Do?
I think it's going to be special.
Yeah. Kind of like our freak shows.
Yes.
We'll do it early in the week next week.
All right.
Tell you more about that tomorrow. We're saving the craziest mom contest for Mother's Day.
Good. Right.
And here now, once again, is a Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hope her teeth are okay. Pop singer Jewel was thrown from a horse at her boyfriend's ranch in Texas yesterday. The 27-year-old broke her collarbone and her first rib and got bumps and bruises.
How much for a rib?
After being thrown from a colt about 90 miles southwest of Dallas.
Yeah, she's 400.
A record company executive says, quote, nothing was life-threatening, but she is badly hurt. He says she'll have to wear a collar and a sling for at least the next month.
I can certainly relate to that, Bernard.
MTV's The Osbournes is becoming a threat to its competition on the big four networks. Nearly 8 million people watched this week as the buzz about the program heats up. Tuesday night's installment was the most watched episode of any cable series ever.
So that's more than The Sopranos, more than Sex and the City.
Right. Are you still into it even though it's getting too popular?
Yeah, secretly. Secretly, I'm still into it, although now it's become so popular.
Ridiculously popular.
Yeah. I have to back off.
Yeah.
To remain
play
cool.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
To
yeah.
play cool.
Absolutely.
But this week's episode was really good as well, though.
Sharing with the bottle.
Yeah, it was good.
7.8 million people watched Ozzy and Family, same number who watched The Practice Sunday night on ABC. The breakdown show The Osbournes to be as popular with women as with men, mm-hmm. and the only shows ever to have higher ratings on MTV were a few of the Video Music Award telecasts.
Yeah, nobody watched that.
Right. Will Peter Jennings go back to hosting kids shows in Canada? Probably not, but he can't be happy to have read this morning he may be in for a pay cut. The contract with Jennings, who makes $10 million a year hosting ABC's World News Tonight, runs out in August. And word is he's facing losing a few of those millions. Observers say the ratings are down and the pay will probably follow.
Let me just make an editorial statement here to the good people at ABC. World News Tonight.
Yes. Right.
ABC, you know what that stands for?
What does it stand for?
American Broadcasting Company.
American.
Give me an American.
Yeah.
You've always been discriminating against Peter Jennings due to his Canadian
origin. Freaking Canadian. Mm-hmm. Why don't I have Alex Trebek there?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah,
Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox.
Mm-hmm. Gordon Lightfoot.
Well, I'd watch Michael J. Fox now doing the news.
Dana Carvey.
Ann Murray.
I'm so stuck on Michael
Eugene
J.
Levy, isn't he a Canadian, too?
Oh, everyone from Second City.
Right.
Everybody from Second City.
Nice.
There you go. All
I'm
Canada.
Thinking about poor shaky Michael J. Fox doing the news.
This is World News Tonight with Wayne Gretzky.
And an insider at Disney, which owns ABC, says a pay freeze is more likely, but reporters on the show are being asked to swallow 25% pay cuts.
Oh, I heard that Regis is super pissed because they're coming out with the daytime version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
And he ain't going
to
be a part of it?
No, it's that Cunny from The View.
Oh.
Meredith Vieira.
Ah.
She's the host.
You.
And some guy who lives near where we live by where they tape the Millionaire Show said Regis is out of his mind pissed.
I can't believe they're letting that B in there. God, that sucks.
You can say B.
I don't say bitch.
Oh.
Now you did. You lured me into it. What's happening to the world?
So say it, Regis.
Bitch.
Who's a bitch?
That bitch, Meredith Vieira, bitch.
What else is she?
She's a C.
Yeah.
Say that, Regis.
No, I can't.
Can't even bring my... Mike can't say that.
Some of the colorful citizens of New York's Greenwich Village met last night with the cops who patrol that neighborhood.
And I never have.
The citizens had complaints. Quoting one, "We pay one of the highest tax rates in the country, in the world. And we walk out on our porches and see human excrement."
And I'd swear to that, Mike.
"And really, really dangerous people." There were also complaints about broken glass, screaming, drinking, fighting, and urinating. The residents say the problem's outsiders who think of the village as an outdoor nightclub. Police say crime's actually down in the village this year by 13%, but they've agreed to assign 24 rookies to the beat overnights on the weekends.
Ah, very good.
That's a disgusting word.
What's that? Oh, I hate that word.
As do I.
I just wish it wasn't even part of the language.
In sports, what a difference a few throw pillows can make. Officials at the Indy 500 are expected to decide next week whether to install shock-absorbing walls before this year's race. The cushions would cover the concrete barriers on the outer walls of the track's turn.
You know there's going to be that element. How do you argue against that? No, we don't need them. No fun.
And finally, if he wasn't a really bad guy, a sex offender, we might want to just reward Scott Brimble with his freedom. Scott managed to break out of a county jail in Washington using dental floss and toothpaste. For a month, he used floss covered with the abrasive toothpaste to gradually saw his way through a mesh fence around the exercise yard.
10 seconds, Buzz.
Scott's now a wanted man on a charge of first-degree escape. Jailers say he had been complaining recently of claustrophobia.
And let me say to WNAW, toodaloo,
ass. And I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show. Sorry, we're out of time.
We'll figure out the timing on this thing.
See you.
Yeah, see you tomorrow with the all-new episode.
Very good.
Good day to you, sir.
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 And Rob?
Hold me.
Smells good.
Yeah. We will see you tomorrow.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.